Jones Network. Tomorrow's news today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Monday, June 1st, 2026. I am your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Monday transmission, listening to us on stations across the country, AM, FM, VHF, UHF cable. Be sure and spread the word about those great stations to everybody you know, those you don't know. And, of course, on the mighty Rumble at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live and on X at Real Alex Jones. Well, Israel promised in the last few months, basically on a daily basis, that they are never going to let Trump get a peace deal with Iran. Every time they're going to have a peace deal, 93 days into this war, Israel starts attacking a whole bunch of their neighbors. And that's exactly what's happening. Now, anybody that's followed this broadcast for a long time knows that I don't have a Israel or Jewish-centric brain or show. Because in the past, everything is on orbit around the Jews. Obviously, Jews have a lot of power. There's different factions of the Jews, all that. And I don't put this historic proviso out so that I don't get attacked by Israel and called an anti-Semite or whatever. That has no effect. In fact, people are so anti-Israel now, it's the thing. It's only getting bigger. That if I wanted to be more popular, I would wear Hitler uniforms and literally play Nazi music and just seek Heil all day long. Seriously. But just because the Nazis are bad in my worldview and studied understanding of it, certainly not our saviors, does not mean the people running Israel aren't complete villains as well. And that also doesn't mean, of course, that the Muslims are little sweetie cakes either. So this is the way the world works. So I would love today, and I am, getting into the latest huge developments on AI data centers and what's really happening there, and the massive, really pitchfork rebellion. I've never seen people this quick, this fast, get this organized, bipartisanly and pissed. And it's going to spell real problems for mainly Republicans pushing this. And it is a power grab. But Anna Paulina Luna and some of the big, you know, AI data center moguls have come out and said that communist China is behind the public's distaste for data centers. Now, is that true? It is and it isn't. Has China jumped on that because they don't want us to win the AI race? Is there proof? And Kevin O'Leary and others have gone out and commissioned it and studied it and seen it? Absolutely. China doesn't hide that. China's been the number one funder of the fake green movement, carbon tax garbage, in Europe and the United States and Australia and New Zealand. They don't follow any carbon taxes. Their main power source is coal. They fund the movement to cut off our oil and gas and coal. So it's true, but it doesn't matter. They're trying to curtail the data centers because they don't want us to win the AI race. People are genuinely pissed by the way the AI data centers are being rolled out, and so the Chinese are just jumping on the bandwagon. So I'm going to get to all that, too, but the Israel thing is just wait till I get to all this stuff. I mean, it's over the top. So many other huge subjects, huge guests. Stay with us. Share those live feeds right now. You're the ball of the ears.
So much work goes into this, and it's all funded by you going to thealexjonesstore.com. So this is a fundraiser time right now. We need to be raising funds because we are launching into the next stage of our, you know, rocket trip. We've shed one booster and now the new one's firing up, and we need you to fill our tank and give us the fuel to get to that next level. So please do go to thealexjonesstore.com. There is a mega sale going on right now. You're getting 40% off methylene blue tincture, methylene blue caps, Ultra DNA Revival, Shilajit caps and gummies, up to 35% off methylene red tincture, colostrum, and MK Ultra, and you're getting 30% off all apparel, shirts, hats, hoodies, and everything else. You know, what we sell you at thealexjonesstore.com are just like these amazing naturally occurring vitamins, minerals, supplements, just CMOS and Shilajit. It just is like God's gift to humanity. At some point, humanity discovers it, and get it at thealexjonesstore.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live on June 1st, 2026. So it's now been a month and one day since the deep state Democrat Party operatives shut down InfoWars. And we fired up the Alex Jones Network at alexjoneslive.com to find all the audio and video feeds and news articles and reports. Big Brother and the establishment don't want you to have. And be sure and follow us on Rumble. It's all free. Rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live and on X at Real Alex Jones and at AJN Live and so many other great places you can find us, stations across the country. All right. Woo! It's all coming to a head, sweethearts. The AI data center rebellion. I've never seen one grow this big, this fast. The establishment is really concerned. And what do they do when they got a grassroots movement supporting something? Like Trump was grassroots supported. He was more populist and grassroots in the past. He's still better than Democrats. That's just a fact. Anybody can look at it. We got numbers and things he's doing and policies. I just call balls and strikes. But when we saw that big populist movement that I was in day one with many of you 10 years ago, plus they said he's a frickin' Russian agent with no evidence. And the only reason you're upset about, you know, the schools having drag queen story time and trying to convince your son to cut his penis off, the only reason you're upset about being overrun by legal aliens, the only reason you're upset about Black Lives Matter, you know, burning down cities. The only reason you're upset about forever wars is because the Russians are mind-controlling you. Well, now the new talking point by the Republicans' leadership and by the Pentagon and by Kevin O'Leary and by Anna Paulina Luna, who I like, is that, oh, you're only upset about the AI power grab because the Chinese communists are hyping it. Now, they are hyping it, and they are involved. And Kevin O'Leary's released the proof. But that's them trying to jump on a wave for their reasons. They want to win the AI race. You look at the numbers. We already have 3-4 times what they have. We have more than the whole world in data centers and AI already. Okay? We're already winning the AI race. They've tried to pass, and now Trump has executive orders. They're trying it again to give the AI companies, only 9 of them, above the law power where you can't sue them and they're untouchable and they can't be audited. They can't be investigated. They're just literally dictators. So I'm worried about anything dictatorial. Communist China trying to control us, the EU trying to control us, Israel trying to control us, Hollywood trying to control our minds, the left trying to control our minds and kids, all these different totalitarian competing predator groups. And I'm just here trying to cover all the different predator groups and the Islamic giant cancer exploding everywhere. Just it's a lot of problems here. And I'm promoting classic Americana, Christendom, through excellence and through it being the superior culture and systems. And if people are educated about freedom, and they understand what the different systems are. Thomas Jefferson said, educate the people about the political systems and history of the world and on the subjects of liberty, and tyranny will fade like phantoms at dawn. Like the mist of phantoms at dawn, to paraphrase, but basically what he said. It's not word for word, basically he said that. So, about phantoms fading at dawn. The mist of phantoms fading at dawn is the exact quote. So, I believe in America. The idea. And it never got fully deployed, but compared to every other country, it's been the best. It's produced the most. Inventions, freedom, liberty, all that. But you know the saying, and it's been said by philosophers back to the Greeks and then the Romans later. They've even found hieroglyphs, basically, with the Egyptians talking about, if things are too good too long, people get weak and they get evil and they get soft. So, good times make weak men. Weak men make hard times, bad times. Bad times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times. Bad times make strong men. And that's where we are, has been so good for so long, comparatively in history, the best ever, that on average, we've all gotten to be pretty decadent slobs. And compared to the average American I know, I'm, you know, in the top probably 5% of working the hardest and being the most focused and being the most dedicated. But I'm still a decadent slob compared to my ancestors. So I'm not up here on some high horse. But you know, you're out in the public. I don't care, black, white, Hispanic, whatever. Man, I mean, there are a lot of lazy, stupid people out there. And a lot of them vote. So, we're going to be getting into all of this today. What's really going on in the data centers? That's come to a head. Then you've got massive, over-the-top, totally insane hype going on with the UN and the World Health Organization and hyping up this big Ebola outbreak, they say. And then they got protests all over Central Africa and then up into Kenya, and they burned down a bunch of them and killed some of the workers. And the Africans are saying they're making people sick, and that's where this, they're the ones doing it. Now, Africans 100 years ago, 50 years ago, used to welcome in the white witch doctors. They wanted that medicine. But they figured it out now because the UN's been caught over and over again actually poisoning people, actually using poisons and saying it's a virus, or releasing weaponized viruses, and there's many examples of that. Hell, they recently declassified the CIA and Cuba, the United States, a bunch of other countries in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and nothing's declassified after that. You know, there's a bunch releasing weaponized ticks loaded with diseases to track and see how ticks spread disease. No, they're spreading disease. And that just comes out declassified. Okay, well, the CIA did that. We thank you for that. So anytime you see this stuff going on, you got to go, okay, let's investigate it. Oh, Bill Gates is genetically modifying ticks and releasing them all over the U.S., but he claims it's for something else. Oh, Google is set in a month to release. They're getting authorization right now. They've already got the first level of it. They're getting final authorization next few weeks. And as early as July. No, and then they'll do like on July 4th or something, because everything within is a symbol. Remember I said, I bet the Democrats shut down InfoWars on May 1st, because they were trying, and then magically May 1st, because that's the communist holiday. Well, I bet as a July 4th special, I bet that's when they released the 32 million mosquitoes on Texas, California, and other victims. And these are all souped up, GMO, loaded with a bunch of stuff. And that's bad enough that scientists have warned what they're loading it with. But you know they're loading some other little nasties in there for you. Now remember, I'm going to go over all this because this is what I do. When people see the article about an old story about, oh, Google's releasing 32 million mosquitoes on us next month, people just address that. No, I'm going to pull up and show you that Google gave tens of millions of dollars in 2018 and 2019 to the Wuhan Institute of Virology in Wuhan, to Peter Daszak. They bundled money with Bill Gates, and they were one of the main underwriters. And who else did? Mark Zuckerberg. You see, they're all funding the ticks. They're funding the mosquitoes. They're funding the gain of function. It's them. So when they go, oh, it's ridiculous. Alex Jones is saying there's a Trojan horses in this. Alex Jones is accusing our sweet little Google, don't be evil, of doing something like this. They've been caught doing it before creating COVID, which, by the way, was made under an initiative of Obama 2013-14-15 at the University of Texas, Galveston, Rice University, Houston, and then finally configured by Barrick up at the Chapel Hill, North Carolina University. Then a bunch of scientists signed letters. It was a big scandal. It's all over the news that they weaponized a COVID virus and that it was going to be airborne. And in later documents, they even called it as 2017 COVID-19. They even had it filed and patented as COVID-19, the exact virus. So they had this all on record, by the way. But Congress is still having hearings about, see, we proved it. It was from a lab, man-made, Wuhan, Wuhan. They moved it to Wuhan so they could have plausible deniability when they released it. You see? Yeah, look at that. Virologist accused of making COVID-19. Throw that back up. Will fight U.S. ban on funding of gain-of-function. HHS memo says Ralph Barrick had a pattern of deception and describing virus studies long before the pandemic. Yeah, print that off for me. You want to know the big king daddy? Blow up his face. The media will say, I mean, blow him up. No, I mean, for TV viewers, zoom in on that guy's evil ass face. That's another Fauci right there. That's a king daddy right there. Blow up king daddy's face. People go, good look at this boy. You want to know who the field marshal is? Look at them eyes. Punch him up for TV viewers. Look at them. Blow them up full screen. I want people to look right in those evil-ass eyeballs. I want you to look right in those eyeballs right there. That's Dr. COVID. He got on his back, spread his legs, and out-rolled COVID from in between them. All right? He's evil Santa Claus. So I'll be getting to that coming up in great detail. All the documents, all the proof, everything. But you notice the crew is just typing whatever I say and just pulling it up mainstream news. That's what's so frustrating is that this stuff is all on record. The CIA does routinely release loaded weaponized mosquitoes and ticks on you and your family, and the diseases are all exploding, death, just all sorts of horrible health problems, alpha gal, you name it. And they're not going to stop murdering you and your family because it's liberal and loving. Because people won't wake up to the fact that the mad scientists are the kingpins. You've got all these evil globalist factions and competing predator groups, but they're all doing the same kind of research. They're all teaming up, behind the scenes at many levels, but also stab each other in the back. You've got all the big tech companies greedily throwing billions into all these attacks on humanity as their tithe for depopulation and control. And then they know there's going to be lockdowns that come with it, and that forces you on your computer and work from home. And it's just all part of changing our society into a total tyranny. See, I said I'm just telling you what's coming up, but I'm kind of already going there. Right? But I'm going to deep dive on all this. So what's really going on with the rollout of COVID 2.0 with all this different Hunter viruses and, oh, suddenly more deadly and spreads faster. Ebola. Oh, thousands of Ebola cases in Central Africa. Oh, my God, there's Ebola in Brazil. There's Ebola here. And Ebola's going to hit the U.S. And, you better give the U.N. total control and sign that treaty waiving all your rights and freedoms right now. And they even said, well, we'll get our world government. More viruses are coming. Bill Gates, it's going to be much worse than COVID. Just wait and see. So we have all that. It all ties together, obviously. And then, I got so much more. You have Muslims all over Europe, all over the United States, all over wherever they've come into the West, just going crazy, raping, stabbing, murdering, saying, we're conquering you, blocking roads, blasting out their calls to prayer. The police all over the Western world defending them, covering up when they openly stab and murder and kidnap little white girls for sex slavery. And now it's 100% clear they have gone into their main offense mode. Because we know the Quran tells them, once you get to 5%, start attacking in neighborhoods to drive the non-Muslims out. Then bring in more Muslims. Once you hit 10%, then you take over the whole city you're in. Then you bring in more Muslims. Once you have that city up about 20%, you take, make everybody pay the tax if they don't convert to Islam, or you kill them. You use that money to then launch your army to take over the next city. So they're following an exact battle plan. So I've got, I sent the crew over 50 videos and articles and documents on that. Unbelievable. The newest stuff coming out. Trump saying again that he is going to audit Fort Knox. Okay, we said that over a year ago, and then he never did anything. And about 6 months ago, he said it and didn't do anything. And he just did it again. I'd love to see that, please. That'd be popular with voters. We all want to find out. Never been properly audited. Can we please know? That would be nice. I've got clips of him saying it. We'll get to that. The latest on the Iran situation is what I'm going to hit first, starting now. And that ties in to this. Now, when I first saw this on Friday, as soon as I heard Congressman Massey saw the headline, I knew it was true because Massey had one of the best conservative voting records in modern congressional history, and he's a very honest person. I may disagree with a policy sometimes with him, but I trusted the headline when I saw it. But it wasn't just that. I remember Netanyahu saying it in multiple interviews a month ago and it being in the Israeli news. And then I saw the Israel lobby run in, even though I went and read the legislation, and say it's not true, it's anti-Semitic, it's made up. Really? And what am I talking about? Overhead shot, please. Congress quietly moves to integrate U.S. and Israel militaries. And that's exactly what it does. But it's worse than that. They're taking it off budget and nesting it inside the classified ledgers of the Pentagon, which last time I checked, if you add it all up, there's over $15 trillion been stolen or disappeared starting in the mid-1990s until now. And, of course, they just failed their audit again. So Hegseth says we're going to get all this fiscal responsibility. Then he brags about a $1.5 trillion defense budget. And he says, oh, we've got the troops, the biggest pay raise ever. I think that's a good thing. We've got some of the lowest paid military anywhere for how great they are. That's fine. But they try to mix in pay increases for the military with the rest of the National Defense Authorization Act for 2027, which, again, they passed months before the year ends. So coming up later this fall or winter. And so in it, and I've got the subsections here, it says that Israel's funding and military operations will just go into the classified divisions of the Pentagon, and then through those mechanisms, you don't even know how much money they're going to get. And they're calling it partnership with Israel on weapons and so and security so and intelligence. So that's why Netanyahu's like, hey, we want to wean ourselves off of Washington and the, we always hear like $3.3 billion. And we give that, that's like the standard amount. We give that much to Egypt, a bunch of others. And I'm with Rand Paul. Just kill all the damn foreign stuff. Bring it home. Israel's super wealthy compared to us. They don't need our money. But we have given them over $25 billion in the last couple of years for missiles and weapons. So that is a big, big deal. A billion here, a billion there, pretty soon you got a lot of money you're talking about. But it's far worse than that. Because now you don't just have the Israeli military merging into U.S. operations publicly, but you have it going into that black hole of tens of trillions of missing, green lighting that it won't just be nested inside our military, but Israel will literally be above the law when it comes to auditing or even knowing what's going on. And that is beyond the definition of being a captured country. You have AIPAC, the most powerful lobby with most members of Congress in their back pocket. You have all the different lobbies, ADL and others, running around attacking anybody that criticizes it, censoring, debanking, you name it. You've got Mark Levin, everybody calling everybody traitors that just doesn't want to give Israel a total blank check. And then you take this latest legislation. And it is just completely insane. And just because the left opposes this on the surface, because they're just anti-Israel, period, always are, people go, well, we better support it because the left's against it. You watch, a bunch of Democrats are going to vote for this. This is going to pass on its current trajectory. Just like the Democrats could have, with Republican dissenters, could have overridden the war powers and enforced Trump to stop this war that we're in today, what, 92, 91? How many days are? Let's put it on screen again. So you've got Israel primarying congressmen and members of Congress that don't do what they say. You got Israel being the number one funder in Congress of individual campaigns, and then spending in PACs record amounts. And then now, oh, Israel's going to get off our tit. Nope, sorry. Israel is going to literally slice us open and crawl inside our belly and just feed inside our stomach itself at point-blank range. So Israel's not going to just be hanging off the hind tit now. Israel's going to, like a face sucker, plant an egg in our stomach, and then it just feeds inside our stomach till it grows up to a big enough level, and then boom, 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 punches its way out and comes out and says, here's Johnny. So you cannot make it up. When we come back, I'm going to go over the legislation, read it to you, show you Netanyahu admitting it, and then we'll post this to Rumble and X later. And you'll go read the comments. It'll be Israeli bots, traitor, Hitler, not true, Israel, not man. Because Israel over here, yeah, we're doing it. But if you say we're doing it, we're going to call you Hitler. Well, then knock yourself out, man. And then that ties into Iran, because Israel starts bombing its neighbors again, saying, all right, deal's off. Strait of Hormuz closed again. And now the U.S. just started bombing Iran again just a couple hours ago. But there's still a ceasefire, though. And this is the total cuckoo town that we have now gotten into. And no end in sight, completely insane. We'll hit all this in detail, and then I'm going to get into the Ebola and all the fear-mongering and COVID 2.0, and they're clearly trying it, where that's going. Then what's really happening with the data centers? Is it all just Chinese hype that the data centers are doing all these bad things? Obviously not, but it's more than a kernel of truth, though, that China's on the bandwagon pushing this because they don't want us to have dominance in it. When I say that, I'm not pushing this AI race. I'm explaining what's happening and just analyzing the facts. So we've got all of that coming up as well. But just please remember, whatever you do, you are the emissaries. You are the ambassadors of truth in this 1776 2.0. You are everything in this fight. So please hit your email list, your text message list. That's the most powerful thing to do on a daily basis. Alex Jones is live. The Forbidden Broadcast right now with a link to Rumble. Rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. And put a link in there. Or if you're on X, Real Alex Jones, at Real Alex Jones, or at AJ and Live, or another link on there. Send all the links out. Or go to his new news site, alexjoneslive.com/show, and find the feeds there and then share them. It's key to tell those you tell to share it and tell those they give it to share it. That completes the what? The key, the chain reaction. Activate the reactor. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We have to get more people hired. We have to finish the new big studios. We have to have our legal defense and offense, and we have to move forward. So now is the time. Have we not delivered to you in the fight against tyranny? Have you not delivered supporting us at Symbiotic? A win-win situation. Like he says in Gladiator, after he chops up, you know, the four guys just a few seconds, he says, are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? And I say, are you not empowered? Are the tyrants not scared? Are they not coming after me and my crew? You want somebody to fight? You want somebody to stand up for you? Well, then you got to back them. And those that have backed us, I salute you from the bottom of my heart. And those that have shared the articles and videos, that's great. But it's different classes of people. The people that tune in and get the knowledge, but are scared or lazy or whatever. Then there's people that at least share the articles and videos and Paul Revere it. We appreciate you. Okay? So you got like copper, you know, on the bottom. At least you listen, but I hope people learn from this through osmosis or something. Then you got the silver folks that at least share the articles and videos to wake up other people. And then you got the gold standard, the people that do it all, and the people that get great products that are smart enough to say, wow, this guy really knows what he's talking about. I believe him. He'd only sell me something that works. And then they try it. We have a 90%+ reorder rate of supplements because I wouldn't sell you something that doesn't work. I'm not stupid. That's why I don't serve evil. I know the second, third, fourth order events of it will destroy me. Plus, I don't like it. I don't enjoy it. I feel good being truthful. I feel good being honest. I feel good stomping tyrants politically into the ground nonviolently, slashing their throats nonviolently, stabbing ice picks in their heads nonviolently, cutting their heads off nonviolently, ripping their entrails out politically nonviolently. I like just breaking their bones and grinding them down to make my bread. Fee-fi-fo-fum. I smell the blood of satanic globalist scum. Be they alive or be they dead, I'll grind their bones to make my bread. You want somebody to fight for you? Well, you better believe you got it. The real McCoy. The spirit of resistance and victory. And they know it, and it's why they fear it. And if you will simply join me and ask God for this spirit to lead, guide, and direct us, the spirit that overcomes, God doesn't give us over to a spirit of weakness and fear, but one is a roaring lion that conquers, that destroys tyrants, that overcometh. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. And we are the crucible. We are the shield of the people. We are the standard. We have the spirit. We have the will. But we have to have no fear and commit to this fight. Give me your word of mouth. Give me your prayers to God for our providence and support, because if God be with us, who can stand against us? And financially support us now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Become a VIP. Cancel any time. It's no commitment. You just get all the best deals. $30 a month spend, instantly $40 to buy whatever you want. You make 10 bucks right there. Special offers, sales on top of sales for everybody, and special offers at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Commit. Be a VIP. You can also donate on the site at the donate button. Just take action now. But those of you that have supported us, you know who you are, and I thank you from the bottom of my soul.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today. Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So let's get into the actual documents and meat and potatoes here and how it all obviously all ties in to this giant war we're in, 90-plus days in, already sending shockwaves to the global and U.S. economy, massive inflation. It's pretty much killed Trump's recovery, which was very well designed and very well executed and did so many great things. So sad about that. But I was just supposed to be a cheerleader 90-plus days ago and say, no, the mules will fall in 4 days, and they won't close the strait, and it's a genius plan. Listen to Netanyahu and Mark Levin. Everything's wonderful. When you're part of a team, to quote the Lego movie song, everything is awesome. But maybe we should just play that and just show all the headlines of exploding oil and gas prices and inflation and interest rates and Trump recovery, you know, on the rocks, and Democrats surging in the polls, but just go, everything is awesome when you're part of a team. Hey, Trump, look at Ben Shapiro and Mark Levin with the lowest ratings of any, quote, conservatives out there. Yeah, let's hitch our wagon to the losers. Let's not be the old Trump that was against this war and against all this crap. Let's call our original supporters that stayed true, let's call them traitors. Let's call them low IQ. Really smart. But okay. Continuing, Congress quietly moves to integrate U.S. and Israeli militaries. ReasonableStatecraft.org, and it's very accurate when you read the bill. In the first step towards shifting aid further into the shadows, the House 2027 National Defense Authorization Act would all but fuse the two countries' armed forces together. And it literally does that and says they'll coordinate, share intelligence, which is already going on, do it all, but then the funding will come out of a partnership, but the Pentagon and the U.S. taxpayer pays for it. So when you see Netanyahu going, well, we're no longer going to get aid from Congress, we're going to wean ourselves off of that. Yeah, I'll believe it when I see that. But now we're in a partnership in joint weapons development and intelligence. Now, Israel's not part of the Five Eyes. Israel doesn't get complete unfettered access like MI6 and the EU security and Australia, you know, the Five Eyes. Israel does it the other way around. It's in the telecoms with the hubs getting even more. And caller ID and GPS, they're given all the codes. So Israel actually has more actual access than any big tech or any one agency other than the National Security Agency. So if you want to know who has most control over everything, the Internet of Things, smart hubs, your dishwasher, your car, has kill switches, it listens to you, watches you, it's NSA, Israel, then big tech, okay? But the government keeps the agencies, the other agencies, on short leashes on what they can look at because they don't want anybody to be able to get a big picture of what they're doing, okay? So, and I've had the former technical head of the NSA on this many times. I mean, this is well documented, okay? So, this is more than just a wedding, because Israel has the political muscle as the most powerful, undisputed, and most aggressive lobby in the United States that primaries whoever doesn't go along with their every order and floods the zone with foreign money and foreign interference. Well, the last thing you do when you're taking something over is you then merge with it. And so imagine if we said, we're allied with France, and France is now going to move into the Pentagon, and we're going to be partners, but you can't see how much money they get. And that's in the legislation, because it's part of the internal budget and classified areas. So, but don't worry, a few senators and House members on the right committees, maybe 25 people in the Senate and House total. We're talking about only like the chairman of these key committees that see all this, okay? It's all very limited. So Netanyahu's responding with Israel having the lowest approval ratings in history, and with the average American turning against Israel, left and right, to say, you know what we'll do? We'll just kick all your politicians out that don't submit to us, and we'll just merge with your Pentagon and basically officially occupy your country. And I remember the anti-Israel people that, you know, if you slipped on a banana peel, they said Israel did it, saying one day there'll be Israeli troops overseeing checkpoints, we'll be locked in cities, and it'll be just like Gaza. And I'm like, yeah, right, sure. Because Israel is training a lot of our military and police and all the rest of it. But I was like, it's not going to go that far. And it really is, because I knew Israel had some bad leadership and some bad factions and, you know, did a lot of bad stuff, and we covered it, and we were worried about it and did a lot of coverage of it. But I was worried about communist China and the mad scientist above the globalist and, you know, the big tech and the Islamic systems. I'm up here fighting all the different angles, all the different tyrannical groups, and promoting liberty. You can't just fight tyranny. You got to promote systems of liberty to challenge it. And I'm with Elon Musk. Have more kids, you know, family, natalism, pro-human, team humanity. And I'm like, we don't want to get obsessed with one group. We want to be about policy so we can unify with a big tent everybody against all the different flavors of globalism. And that's still where I stand. But Israel is making the move on the total takeover of the U.S., and bragging about it and saying, we're the superpower now because we run America, in their magazines and newspapers, and their leaders say it. The head of their national intelligence, literally, we played it last week, said, no, we're not going to let Trump have a peace deal. We basically run America. So now it's in the Defense Authorization Act. You go read it for yourself that they are merging and that it's going to be in a secret budget. And as soon as I was reading this, when this broke Friday, I went, wait a minute. I've seen Netanyahu on multiple shows say, but very matter of fact, but it sounds very reasonable. Oh, we're just going to have partnerships in weapon development now and share from the profits of this. And then you read it, the Pentagon's going to say, here's our most secret systems, avionics, AI, weapons, missiles, bombs. And then Israel will give us one little piece of one of their things, and then we give them everything, and then they get to sell it and make profit from it. So they're literally coming in to even take over the piece of the military-industrial complex pie. That's the keys of the kingdom right there. So this is even more bold than I thought. I mean, this is wild. At a time when the American public is expressing unprecedented levels of distrust in the Israeli government, Congress just proposed tying the U.S. to the Israel military more than ever before. Buried in the House version of the 2027 National Defense Authorization Act, released Tuesday in Section 224, entitled United States-Israel Defense Technology Cooperation Initiative. Oh, the United States-Israel Defense Technology Cooperation Initiative. The provision would arguably do more to intervene and intertwine the U.S. military with Israel military than more than $200 billion inflation-adjusted in U.S. military assistance Israel has received from the U.S. since its founding in 1948. Section 224 lays the groundwork for bilateral research and development and co-production of weapons, joint ventures, license agreements, and seemingly every manner of U.S.-Israeli military industrial complex cooperation. The U.S. and Israel already work together heavily on missile defense, but this provision would greatly expand the coordination to seemingly every area of the defense tech, including AI. And it's all in there. It says everything. Now, listen to me. When I read this and read the legislation, the key sections, I was like, oh, my God, that's word for word. Netanyahu said, it's like, oh, we got some really good missile defense. We're going to give some of that to the U.S., and then we're going to get a little bit of their stuff. And you read it, it's everything. So the U.S. gives all its secret weapons to Israel, lets them into the Pentagon in the secret weapons areas, all the catalogs, the systems, the development systems, and then says, you now share in the money from this, and no one can know what you're paying because it's classified. It's unspeakable. So here it is, Section 224 of the Defense Authorization Act 2027, United States-Israel Defense Technology Cooperation Initiative. And let's put the HD version up if we can from legislation for TV viewers. Again, for your radio listener, I'm just showing the paper article here. Establish the Secretary of Defense shall designate an executive agent, a czar, as such term is defined in the Department of Defense 5101.01 relating to the DOD executive agent issued February 7, 2022. So they already give this power to have a czar. So they lay the groundwork now. They're creating it. Reasonable for synchronizing cooperative efforts between the United States and Israel to expand, accelerate bilateral defense technology research, development, testing, evaluation, integration, and industrial cooperation. That means the full everything. Identifying jointly developed or Israeli origin technologies with operational utility and for potential in integration into United States systems and programs of record. Now, understand, most of what Israel's got is ours, and they rip it off and rebuild it, though they have developed some stuff. But that's just, we're getting it from them, so now they get everything. But you actually relate, it gets into it. No, it's everything we've got. But, we're not giving them money. They just run the Pentagon now. Ensuring collaborative research initiatives, giving them all our secrets, involving government, private sector, tell all the defense contractors, hand it over, and academia, institutions in the United States and Israel is done in a manner that protects sensitive technology and information in the national security interest of the United States and Israel. Now, I've had all these former CIA guys on, like Kiriakou, you name it. Nobody steals our data more than Israel, and nobody's better at it. And they sell it to the Chinese, by the way. So this is not, this is beyond the fox guarding the hen house. This is the fox running the hen house. And the farmer just grows chickens and feeds it to it directly. He's like, that fox isn't hurting the chickens. He runs it. He's allowed to eat them. That's why we have chickens. They're for foxes. Not for us to get eggs or eat ourselves. Well, don't you know? We signed a contract with the fox and he runs the whole farm, actually. Hell, next you might want my daughter. What's wrong with that? You're not Hispanic, are you? Now, where else does this go on? What does this remind me of? The EU unelected commission, through the Treaty of London 47 and the Treaty of Rome 56, created a steel collective and then began to get governments to sign away their rights in cooperative agreements for development. And then by the time you get to the year 1999, oh, we're the EU, we're taking over, unelected, we control your countries, and now you see where we are today. Because they signed it all away, little pieces. And there's so many other examples of how this works. But what did Eisenhower say in his farewell address in 61? He said, beware a technological elite in our universities that have created their own breakaway system and who are very, very dangerous and who control our military-industrial complex. He went on to say, so beware the undue influence and power of the military-industrial complex. But the main statement is about the technocrats. And now, who are they? Back then and now, they're the mad scientists, the eugenicists, the globalists that believe in world government, depopulation, all the rest of it. And you better know Israel's involved with that at the highest levels as well. The British, you know, U.S. elites, all of it. But they had transferred governmental and corporate and individual power all into these university reservations where they would decide at the highest level, theoretical level, what to build, what to deploy. So this document says total integration, synchronization, meaning live time. When you hear that, that means no buffer. Total access to everything, highest Q level clearance, okay? At the universities, at the defense contractors, at the Pentagon, down to the armed services, down to live telemetry, live drone footage, live AI information, all of it. It's unspeakable. It continues. Section 3, facilitating the transition of technologies from research and development into procurement and acquisition pathways. So there's one little piece of material, one little piece of code from some Israeli invention stuck into our most advanced fighter jets, our most advanced AI, our most advanced systems. Oh, they joint own it now. And Israel, of course, is famous for putting back doors and everything. And you got the head of the IDL saying, we use the same energy we used against Hamas with exploding pagers against the American people that say Israel got us in this war. If you say Israel got us in this Iran war, then we want to kill you with exploding pagers. It's liberal, though. Number 4, establishing frameworks for joint ventures, licensing agreements, and United States-based co-production or manufacturing partnerships with Israeli industry. Well, isn't that nice? That's a little Trump proposal. Well, Israel will own it and run it, but it'll be here in the U.S. 5, coordinating with relevant departments of defense components, including the Irregular Warfare Transport Directorate, Capability Development, Innovation Divisions, and the Undersecretary of Defense for Research, Engineering, the defense. I mean, this is everything we've got. This is DARPA, ARPA, the keys to everything. Just, you want everything. The American people can't ever see any of it, but you just get everything instantly. I mean, you are us. To a group absolutely sworn to just sell out everything. I mean, that's just the Mossad. Coordinating with the relevant Department of Defense components, including the Irregular Warfare Technical Support Directorate, Capability Development and Innovation Divisions, the Undersecretary of Defense for Research and Engineering, the Defense Innovation Unit, the United States-Israel Operations Technology Working Group, the Defense Advanced Research Projects, the Missile Defense Agency, the United States Space Command, oh yeah, spaceships, all that, satellites, the military departments and other departments of defense entities as appropriate to align efforts to avoid duplication. The British don't get access to this. The EU doesn't get access. NATO, it's all U.S. stuff. They don't let them touch the satellites, touch the telemetry, touch the, no, because we're in charge. And you can say it's an evil empire that's been used to do all this and, you know, whatever. But the point is, this is literally giving Israel everything. Promoting joint training exercises and information sharing mechanisms to exchange operational readiness to deploy joint deployed technologies. Cooperative efforts, the synchronized cooperation efforts under subsection A may be carried out through the following domains. Counter unmanned systems, including aerial, maritime, and ground platforms. That's everything. Land, air, sea. Anti-tunneling and subterranean threats. Missile and air defense technologies. Oh, now we're under the ground, too. Artificial intelligence platforms. Quantum, machine learning, and autonomous systems, hunter killer robots, directed energy and advanced sensing, all our space goodies, cyber defense, electronic warfare, and digital resilience, backup systems, backup grids, biotechnology, bio manufacturing, and medical defense. That's the bioweapons, network integration, data fusion, and contested logistics, defense industrial based cooperation, manufacturing and co-production, other emerging technologies and jointly agreed United States and Israel. Oh yeah, Israel took us to war. Congress sat back and let it do it. And now it's whatever the people at the Pentagon and Israel say. They're the boss. Activities in coordination with other federal departments and agencies. Oh, all the agencies, everything domestic. It's everything. Oh my God, it goes on. It gets worse. This is so exhausting. And I mean, the boldness of Israel's leadership, the chutzpah to just say, we get everything, we can go into anything. And you got all these military bases flying Israeli flags. And you get all these whistleblowers, high-level generals, people say, yeah, man, you go to the Pentagon, and it's like Israel runs a show already. You want to read more? Every federal department will do whatever Israel says and give them everything. That's in section 10C. Activities of coordination with other federal departments and agencies. The Secretary of Defense shall coordinate activities as appropriate with the Secretary of State, Secretary of Commerce, and the heads of other relevant federal departments and agencies to ensure consistency with existing laws and regulations. Interim progress update. Not later than 150 days after the day of the enactment of this act, the Secretary of Defense shall provide to the Congressional Defense Committees an interim briefing. Oh, how nice. The executive agent, that's the czar, designated pursuant to subsection A, and the efforts undertaken by such executive agent, plead the Department of Defense implementation of the synchronized cooperative efforts described in such subsection. The status of the coordination department. Why with Israel counterparts? Oh, yes, integration department-wide with Israeli counterparts. I mean, that means we in bed going boom, boom. Initial technology areas identified for accelerated cooperation and technologies with operational utility for integration into United States systems and programs of record. And you hear the new iPhone coming out, main chips built in Israel and run by them. I'm sure there's no backdoors in that. There always are. By the way, everybody does it, but nobody abuses it like Israel. And China's probably more, it's bigger, but I just... any early transition, prototyping, or integration activities initiated during the period covered by this update. Oh, yeah, they get all of our secret stuff. Annual report, not later than 1 year after the date of enactment of this act, the annually the after 2030, the Secretary of Defense shall submit to the Congressional Defense Committee a report on improvements and implementation of the cooperative effort described in subsection A each. And it goes into reports on that. Collaborate with all relevant federal programs. Just hand everything over. Oh, my God, help me. And that was just reading that. It gets worse. So, I mean, now when you see the headlines out there from Massey and others saying, hey, this basically has their military merged with ours. No, Massey's wrong. It's worse than what he said, okay? Then you see the Israeli lobby. Oh, that lying son of a bitch. You know, what the hell? That doesn't seem real. Meanwhile, I got Netanyahu admitting it. We'll come back and play that and more, and I'm going to finish up with this and then tie it into what's currently happening in Iran. Then I'm going to move into the AI data centers, and that's come to a head. Boy, is it crazy. And is China really hyping that? We know. This is important. It's coming up. And then the viruses and all the rest of it. Just remember, if a tree falls in the forest, but nobody heard it make a sound, did it make a sound? We're reaching millions of people. That ain't enough, folks. The truth will set us free. We have the power to shut down these insane power grabs. The globalists are doing all these insane power grabs because they're in trouble. The world's turning against the UN and the globalists, the Chi-Coms, the Democrats, and the neocons, and the corrupt elements in Israel and all of it. And so they're all coming in, the EU with totalitarianism, Canada with hardcore totalitarianism. That's what elites in a fourth turning in trouble do when they're in crisis. Is they clamp down and they destabilize and they run Muslim invasions and all of it to destabilize things so you don't know which end is up. But we are going to continue to spotlight this. We can't do it without you. So share the live feeds now at rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live and send that out to everybody you know and tell them to share it. And Real Alex Jones on X and our news site, The Return of the True Information War, alexjoneslive.com. Now I want to do a 5-minute piece when we come back on the EU running the Islamic invasion. And then we're going to go back in to Israel in an attempt in legislation, just like they had the Federal Reserve Act, let private banks take over our banking, take over our military.
These new data centers will oversee everyone in the galaxy. I will be in full control.
Power levels are stable. Proceed with the install. Copy that. Installing the module now. Connection confirmed. All green.
Cable secured. Power to the cluster. Initiating boot sequence. Component locked. Running diagnostics. Archive systems online. Report to command.
Construction team, report status. Power grid stable. TK-421. Cabling complete. No faults. Proceed to phase 2 for the Empire.
Things are going according to plan. The Emperor will be happy. The Empire demands perfection.
Status report. Any anomalies?
Diagnostics are clear, sir.
Proceed with the calibration. Watch for fluctuations.
I find your desire for privacy insignificant. The Empire's new data network will observe every corner of the galaxy, every signal, every act of disloyalty.
A disturbance in the Force there is. Feel it, you can.
Those who obey have nothing to fear. Those who resist will be terminated.
Ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
The once proud industrial heart of Britain, the city of Birmingham, has fallen, finally succumbed to waves of unvetted foreigners flooding in under the banner of globalist diversity mandates.
Our numbers are massive. There's 50 million Muslims in Europe. If all the Muslims in Europe were one country, it would be in the top 10 or top 15 biggest Muslim countries in the world. It would be a big country. We're big people. We have to start acting as if we have the upper hand, because we do.
An engineered demographic warfare state, cheered on by the EU and Davos elites hell-bent on erasing sovereign nations.
The Muslim community show the world the true face of Islam as a religion of peace and understanding.
Birmingham's guests just installed their own new Muslim mayor in a lavish ceremony dripping with triumph.
One of our city's greatest strengths is its diversity. Birmingham shows that people of different faith, religion, together with understanding, respect, and shared purpose. Some things we should be proud and continue to build upon for our future generations.
Where no women and no native British citizens were even invited to celebrate, instead locked out of their city's own halls of power. This pattern of imported chaos and institutional neglect echoes across the Irish Sea.
It means to us that we are considered to be part of the society, part of the nation, part of the community, that yes, you know, Irish identity is evolving. And of course, we do not have the generations of ancestors that lived in Ireland, but we do have connection in terms of residence, in terms of contribution to this society, and in terms of loving and caring for this beautiful country. And that is something that we share. So today we are celebrating our Irish connection, being here in the historical iconic Croke Park, and also we are celebrating our Muslim identity.
Where African migrants have increasingly found themselves in tense confrontations with native Irish farmers defending their land and livelihoods. Native sons tilling ancestral soil now compete with waves of newcomers for scarce resources, all while authorities prioritize migrant accommodations over local traditions.
The mayor of London is Muslim. The mayor of Birmingham is a Muslim. The mayor of Leeds is Muslim. The mayor of Blackburn is Muslim. The mayor of Sheffield is Muslim. The mayor of Oxford is a Muslim. The mayor of Luton is a Muslim. The mayor of Oldham is a Muslim. The mayor of Rochdale is a Muslim. All of this was achieved by only 4 million Muslims out of the 66 million people in England. Today, in England, there are over 3,000 mosques. There are over 130 Sharia courts in England, and there are more than 50 Sharia councils. 78% of Muslim women do not work and receive state support and free accommodation. 63% of Muslims do not work and receive state support and free housing. State-supported Muslim families have an average of 6 to 8 children who all receive free accommodation. Every school in the UK is required to teach about Islam. The number one most common baby name in England is Muhammad. This is not immigration. This is invasion.
Meanwhile, as Europe lies comatose, the Soros-backed EU migration pact quietly slams into force on the 12th of June, like a Trojan horse at the gates of Europe. One final blow to finally conquer the gateway to Western civilization. Birmingham and Ireland stand as a grim warning to the West. It's simply conquest by stealth, where birth rates and chain migration do what swords could not. Time to slam that door shut before the door is no more. John Bound.
Most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
want you all to know something. Alex Jones was right.
Alex is right about far more than he's wrong.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
I don't care how you slice it, dice it, flip it up, or rub it down. Alex Jones was right.
Think about how frustrated we are if you've been awake for a year or two. Imagine being like an Alex Jones or those guys who've been awake for like decades.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Alex Jones never bought the Russia hoax. Not for a second.
You are one of the great thinkers of this.
You are a martyr to the First Amendment.
The government fears Alex Jones.
That's why the globalists hate me, is because I'm exposing their corporate worldwide tyranny.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
I went down to the Mary Carter paint store. I said, give me one of them Smith & Wesson Magnum 44s. Cause there's a man that the law let loose and justice was not done. This man killed my wife and my only little son. I'll never forget the way he looked all through the trial. He had his big name lawyer and he had that smirky smile. Oh yeah, he got you off on a technicality. But you have to grow wings and fly to ever get away from me. Cause I got rights.
I got rights too.
I got rights too. And this time there won't be no damn lawyers and systems to protect.
All right, let me just stop right here. We're going to get into the ongoing globalist-funded run Islamic invasion in a moment, where we go fight them over there, and then they just bring them over here. And the answer is integrate with Israel and have the Israeli, not their military, that's the cover story. You read the legislation in the official Defense Authorization Act, which they're trying to pass, to give Israel the codes to everything, the satellites, the NSA, all the secret weapons, just let them into everything, just give it all to them. And that's how Israel's now going to be funded, is off of all of our defense tech. Oh, he goes, we're going to sell you the components to one of our anti-missile systems when our stuff is just as good or better. And that'll fund Israel now. When he said that a month ago, I said, oh, there's some hanky-panky here. There's some skullduggery here. And then we get the legislation. It's above the law. You can't audit it. You can do whatever it wants. It goes into the secret, you know, whole budgetary system of how the Pentagon licenses these weapons to the defense contractors, and they license the money back, and sometimes it comes from the defense contractor, and then it's licensed back. It's like the Pentagon was involved with COVID-19 and patenting that and then selling it to Bill Gates and all the rest of it. Oh, yeah, Barrick, I'm going to get this coming up. Chapel Hill, the development of COVID-19. Pentagon contract. So the Pentagon ran the propaganda of the COVID-19 rollout. When you're a Pentagon, you think of like Army soldiers or Marines or people in the Navy. Those are the human military, our people that go out and do real missions and believe they're fighting for America and follow their orders. And sometimes the war is not good or not perfect, but they're good people, the best there are. When you talk about the military-industrial complex, Eisenhower was a supreme allied commander, not anti-military, not anti-America. He said, you beware the technocrats, the technological elites, to quote, that's a technocrat. That's the definition of a technocrat, but he knew people wouldn't know what that meant in 61, most of them. A lot of people weren't well-learned then. People were more learned than they are now. But he's like, a technological elite that runs DARPA and the big universities is not on our side and controls the military-industrial complex. So watch out. These technocrats are in control of our military. And it's on record they were hiding technology from him. Not just UFO stuff. He talked about it. So these mad scientists, they're the top of the food chain. They're the great white shark. They're the apex predator. They're the Bengal tiger in the jungle. Okay? They're the polar bear. Yeah, but its domain is the biggest, baddest thing there is. Okay? And then down feeding through all of it are these governments and different predator groups that got control of their public but make deals with the higher technocrats above it. So there's all these people getting into the New World Order, the Federal Reserve's private, and how, you know, politics has become rigged, and, oh, it's incredible revelations, just so stunning. Great, I'm glad people are learning the basics, but you need to know what runs it at the top of it. And it's a post-human, anti-human system that says humans will be obsolete in their own official documents. But now, take Jonathan Pollard. This is a guy who spent decades in prison for stealing U.S. secrets and selling it to the world. Horrible creature. He's like, we need to go ahead and nuke Iran and drag the U.S. into it. He goes, American Jews need to spy against the United States for Israel. I'm very proud of what I did. You've seen the clips. Well, imagine turning 10,000 Jonathan Pollards loose in Space Command, the NSA, the CIA, all federal agencies, Department of Commerce, Department of Labor. It isn't just the Pentagon. Every federal agency's ordered, just give them everything, access, integration, lifetime integration, baby, means. You might be married to your wife. I don't mean a gross analogy. It's not gross, but I mean it's just a real one. Like, it's your wife. You've been married 15 years. You've got kids. You love each other, whatever. But, I mean, you're not 100% integrated all the time. I mean, when you're having physical sex, you guys are one. You're integrated. Okay? You're at work or whatever. She might be integrating with the mailman right now. But this is literally Israel live time sticking its weenie in us in everything. Like live time, 100% wiener in all the time. I'm sorry to use the analogy, but I mean, this is full on Israel's proboscis up our arse forever. I mean, this is maximum insane total takeover. They don't let other federal agencies have integration to the other main federal agencies. Very selective. You know about the turf wars there. There's reasons for all that, good and bad. I mean, this is just, listen, America, put your feet behind your ears. We're raping you with a cactus. Okay, I'm going to stop the sexual analogies. But, I mean, it's the only ones I can think of here. I mean, Pollard is like, I got a 10-foot cactus here. No lube, get ready. It's a lot of fun. And if you just joined us, I spent 30 minutes last hour reading the subsections legislation. You cannot make this up. You cannot exaggerate this. Like Massey, you know, this last week. Yeah, it kind of merges the Israeli military with ours. It's a lot worse than that. I mean, why do we have any separation from other nations? Who else are we going to merge with, huh? Oh, but we always heard the UN's going to take over, and they do have plans. They got Congress to sign over a lot of our rights, and we've clawed that back, and Trump got us out of a bunch of the UN garbage. We have the WEF trying to come in and take control through legislation domestically. But Israel just comes in. They're like, we're controlling who gets elected. We're dumping money in here. We're going to primary anybody that gets on our ass. We're going to censor you. We're going to treat you like Hamas with the same energy we did with pagers against American citizens. That, as a litmus test, say that Israel drugged the U.S. into war 90-something days ago. Israel brags they did. So if the U.K. was trying this, if the Chinese were trying it, which they've been trying, but back to the Chinese, yeah, we're integrating with the Chinese military. Everything, I'd be against it. And I don't say that as, oh, don't be mean to me, Israel. Oh, God, I like you, whatever. I do not like who's running your country. You're out. You're evil. You're nuts. You're on a power trip. But you know you've bit off more than you can chew. So you're cornered. And so this is, you're committed. I get it. And I just wish you'd learn to back down. But you don't. So this is going to get nasty. So we now have President Jeffrey Trump, or I guess he'll be President Jonathan Pollard Trump, Donald Jonathan Pollard Trump, so just DJPT, this is his new initial, John, JJPT. Donald, how's your initials to be? Donald, Jonathan, Pollard, Trump, DJPT, yeah. That's Trump's new initials, DJPT. Donald, Jonathan Pollard Trump. Hail him as your new leader. Salute your leader now. And here's Netanyahu, oh yeah, we don't need your money anymore. Oh, we just got some defense deals. Yeah, we're going to joint develop some weapons and make a little money together. And then it's total takeover of everything. Live time integration. That almost no one in our own military, I mean, they don't give the heads of the NSA all the codes of the CIA or vice versa. They don't give the head of NORTHCOM all the codes of the other. You just don't want all the eggs in one basket. But, oh, Israel, you get everything. Ooh. And Jonathan Pollard sitting there with a little twinkle in his eye and a raging political hard-on to nail us against the wall. You know, George Orwell said, you want a vision of the future, imagine a boot stomping on the human face forever. And instead, it's just being tied up at the mercy of Mark Levin and Jonathan Pollard and Ben Shapiro. Wow. And what does it say about us? I mean, this is what rules us? God almighty, this is sick, man. You can tell, I mean, there's a lot of good about humanity. There's good people in every group and the rest of it. But, man, if you look at what the cowardice of the average person, the laziness, just to bow down to whoever the biggest thug is, you got Islam that is just metastasizing and getting more disgusting by the minute, especially when it, like, mixes into the most decadent parts of the West. It's just like, ooh, look at that mutation. It's just, wow, that's, woo! And then, and you got what Israel's turned into and the Chi-Coms and all their anti-human, transhumanist, just next level arms race to the end of humanity. And you've got the EU totally satanic and the UK and all the pedophile garbage and just. And this is what we've turned into. God help us. I'm going to finish up on Iran and move to the other big subjects. There's so many. The AI data centers and the latest developments there that are the key. And, but since I've been mentioning it for over an hour, let's go to, Netanyahu. So when the Israel lobby neocons go, it's insane. We're just simply going to share an anti-missile defense system with Israel. That's all this is. How dare you claim that we're merging them into all of our most secure areas? Blah, blah, blah. Here's Netanyahu soft selling this, you know, rolling this out like it's, oh, no big deal. Nothing to see here. Just a minor arms deal that we're developing. And then go into some of these clips of Pollard. Here, let's show him on Turkey and Egypt are next. You're like, remember I told you that a couple years ago? I said, after they think they've got Iran, or once they've got the U.S. committed to the full war, sleepwalking into this, which they know wasn't going to happen overnight, if ever, the real target is then to somehow create false flags or rope us into war with Egypt and Iran and Turkey, the biggest conventional military in Europe. In Western Europe, if you count it as Western Europe, let's just say it's the largest of in NATO, conventional army. Not as big as the Russians, but it's big. And how are they going to get us into that? And you're like, well, we won't do that to our ally, Egypt. Obama funded the Muslim Brotherhood to overthrow it and blow up thousands of churches and kill tens of thousands of Christians and rape every Western woman they get their hands on, including Laura Logan. There's footage of hundreds of men raping her. Because Durka Durka Muhammad Jihad, you think anywhere else in the world, you think you go to Japan or China or hell, even Congo, Africa. Some of the most savage people in the world. And if they catch you having homosexual sex, they kill you. If they catch you raping some woman randomly, they kill your ass. But in the Middle East and everywhere, it's also normal in India. It's just rape that woman. Rape, 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 rape. And we're just supposed to love it. But that's who Obama with his Arab Spring. Remember Al Gore said, I like the Arab Spring. We need one of those here. And you're like, oh, well, then Pollard's our friend. He wants to attack Egypt. Egypt is allied with Israel right now. Our government overthrew it for a while, so they took it back on their own to put the radical Muslims in, just like Israel created Hamas and funded them so they have bad guys they can attack. Comprende, 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 comprende. You think Israel was really going to install some pro-Western government in Iran if they were able to have Iran fall? They didn't do it. In 53 with Operation Ajax, that was British intelligence and U.S. intelligence. The globalists don't want stability. Yeah, go to Netanyahu and then go to him talking about greater Israel. And then let's go to him talking about Israel needs to immediately drop a nuclear bomb on Iran. Yeah, let's talk about the aftermath of what that would do. Go ahead and play the clips.
The way America sees itself.
On that point, looking forward, Mr. Prime Minister, do you believe it's time for the state of Israel to reexamine and possibly reset its financial relationship to the United States, meaning what the United States provides to Israel on an annual basis?
Absolutely. And I've said this to President Trump. I've said it to our own people. Their jaws dropped. But I said, look.
Well, what do you mean? What are you saying?
What I'm saying is that I want to draw down to zero the American financial support, the financial component of the military cooperation that we have, because we receive $3.8 billion a year. Now, it's true you spent trillions of dollars or hundreds of billions and billions of dollars in Afghanistan and so on. And one of your senators said, hell, if we had in Israel instead of Afghanistan, over there, we wouldn't have to spend $1 trillion. It'll be a lot cheaper. But I'm saying it's going to be a lot cheaper because I want to draw down the American support for Israel to zero. We've come of age. We have a booming economy. After 3 years of war, our currency is the strongest it's ever been in the last 50 years, maybe more. Our stock market is one of the leading stock markets in the world. It's because we have this very high-tech juggernaut economy, one of the two centers of cross-discipline, breaking technologies, just changing the world. And we have a lot of talent here, which we share with our American friends, and we're going to share it with our Arab friends, too. And I think that it's time that we weaned ourselves from the remaining military support and go from aid to partnership. So I want to draw it down, and then I want to suggest projects, joint projects, for intel, for weapons, for missile defense. Israel, I think, is a leader in this in the world. Many countries come to us for it. I'd like to share it with the United States. We put an exact amount of money. You put the same. We share the fruits exactly. Now, I'm not just speaking here because I did this. We had financial aid. When I first came in 1996,
yes,
first time I became prime minister, and I was invited by the U.S. Congress for a joint session, one of four sessions.
All right, let's stop there. We'll go to the next clip in a moment. But, we just put in money, and then we share the fruits, but it's our technology at the Pentagon and access to everything. And then you just say, we put in this money, now we get joint access to projects that are already complete. But that's even a side issue. It gives them access to all of our intelligence and all of our systems instantly. Now look at this. Pastor Hagee. You're a Satanist if you don't support the Jewish people. And that means whoever's in command over there. Sign it all over now. Jew hatred flows in this country. Especially in our universities. It's time for a nation as a Bible. Believing nation. Stand up. And support the Jewish people. That means support whatever King Herod says, whatever Saul says, whatever Jonathan Pollard says. Let's go to Jonathan Pollard.
I'm not so sure that we will have as easy a time with the Turks as we've had with the Iranians. I've been following Turkish military doctrine, and
the strongest army in the Middle East.
The storm is coming.
Yes, of course.
I'm a member
of NATO.
And even worse, they're a member of NATO. So I look at Iran as a problem we absolutely have to finish, and I'll explain what I mean by that. Gaza, same thing, and the Hezbollah. Why? Why am I fixated on this now? Because we have to be prepared for the next war, which will be probably against Turkey and Egypt. For the United States and the West, nuclear weapons at any level, tactical, strategic, EMPs, whatever, are viewed as something that should only be used as a last resort. And even then, very carefully, on an escalation ladder, as they say. With me, I don't care if you start throwing nukes immediately, responsibly, but immediately. And a case that I've been pushing is the use of an electromagnetic pulse weapon or weapons against Iran. Why are we waiting to get hit? I'm not so sure that we will have as easy a time with the Turks as we've had with the Iranians. I've been following Turkish military doctrine and...
The strongest army in the Middle East?
The storm.
America is bewitched with Satanism and witchcraft. There's a revival of witchcraft sweeping this nation right now. We are a nation of drive-by shooting, sex trafficking, child abuse, anti-Semitism, and Jew hatred flows in this country, especially out of our universities. It's time for this nation, as a Bible-believing Christian nation, stands up and supports the Jewish people and shuts down every form of anti-Semitism.
And literally on record, the Israeli lobby writes the talking points for Hagee for decades. Now, Hagee down in San Antonio, decades ago, I saw the clip many times. He goes, Jesus was not the Messiah, but a rebel that was dealt with wisely by the Jews. The Jews dealt wisely with the rebel. Well done. String him up. That's what you do to Jesus. Because he's a part of the witchcraft too. Yes, you did it. The human trafficking of the children, the witchcraft, the devil worship. You mean like in the Epstein files, all confirmed? Satanism, devil worship, cannibalism, child rape. There are devils in the government that protected Epstein. Epstein, the Nazi. Epstein, the Mossad agent. Yes, yes, yes. Those that speak out against Epstein are of the devil. He was an angel helping to deal with the enemy Jesus. Those are joke quotes, but I mean, none of it's congruent. None of it has anything to do with reality. Witchcraft is spreading. Pedophilia and Satanism is everywhere. Human trafficking. Let's do something about it. Because it's against the Jews. They're fighting. Epstein was waging war against the pedophiles. And now people are mad at Trump because he was protecting this hero that was battling the pedophiles. Essentially what he's saying. Now I speak to you in this fake voice of authority. Jesus was not the Messiah, but a rebel and a zealot who the Jewish authorities dealt with wisely. That's a real quote. Dealt with wisely. You know, that guy's got a couple of demons in him. We'll be right back. Stay with us. More coming up straight ahead. Have you shared those live feeds? Woohoo! We're coming back. I'm so excited about the Alex Jones Network. I'm so excited to expand it. The bad guys are in trouble. Hell, we might even get InfoWars back, but who knows? But I couldn't have stood against this tyranny and fought them without your support. But a lot of people, not the majority, but 20-30%, believe the propaganda of the national news that we're off the air. And friends, family, neighbors, people at the gas station, Alex, I'm so sorry you're off the air. I'm so sorry, you know, the Onion runs your company. They didn't get it a year and a half ago with the fake auction. They didn't get it this time. They're blocked in court. They're in a lot of trouble, okay? We're winning, but I need funds for the defense and the offense and for the network and for everything we're doing. And I need your word of mouth to tell your email list, your text message list, your neighbors, your friends, your family. Hey, Alex Jones is verboten forbidden info. He knows what he's talking about.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Here is the URL, alexjoneslive.com. He's on weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Harrison Smith after that. We're going to bring more shows on, but we need your support. Your word of mouth, your prayer. You are everything, and your financial support at alexjonesstore.com. So listen to me. We have ultramethylene blue tincture capsules and now the gummies
that are a concentrate of already the strongest best methylene blue. So look out when you get them. But they're selling out, more coming in a month or so. We have plenty of the tincture and the capsules, but not the gummies. If you want them, there's probably 3 or 4 days left of them. Get them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Separately, I can do hours on this. Just go to Wikipedia even. Go to the UN website. Even our enemies admit it. There's an average 15 IQ point reduction in the West because of lack of iodine in the soil and in our foods. Iodine is so good for women, children, adults, pregnant women, but especially older people. But most iodine is a bound iodine to another element. Atomic means on the periodic table, it is pure. We're the only people that put out the pure iodine. And we have it, T3 Trifecta Iodine, at thealexjonesstore.com. Get yours now. I got my iced tea right here. I take it about every 2 days. I'm going to take a dropper full of this bad boy. And this is so good for your brain, your clarity, your cells. It's essential. If you don't get iodine, you die. Again, you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you're dead. Don't have water for 4 days, you're dead. Don't have food for a month or so, most person dies. You know, unless you're super fat and you live 2 months or whatever. The point is, that's because you're not getting all the essential nutrients and vitamins. Iodine is one of the essential things. Look it up. And the number one cause of cognitive disability, officially, even the World Health Organization, is iodine deficiency. So get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason this network continues on and can expand. You're funding folks that fight for your future and our own futures together, trying to stop a new war, trying to stop new pandemics, trying to stop the left, trying to take back civilization. It takes funds to do that. So we sell great products, so it's a 360 win. The only way we fail is you don't take action. Take action now, thealexjonesstore.com.
Today we celebrate the first glorious anniversary of the Information Purification Directive.
Order is the only path to stability.
Compliance is the only path forward.
Alex Jones is a fringe voice and a crackpot.
Our unification of thought is more powerful a weapon than any fleet or army on Earth.
We have created, for the first time in all history, a garden of pure ideology. War is peace.
On May 1st, 2026, Alex Jones will launch his new network, and you will see that the answer to 1984 is still, and will always be, 1776.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the Resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Out on the streets, that's where we'll meet. You make the night, I always cross the line. Tying dark bells, abuse the cells. Get in our way, we'll put you on your shell. Another day, some other way. We're gonna go, but then we'll see you again. I've had enough, we've had enough. Call in vain, she said. I knew right from the beginning that you would end up winning. I knew right from the start you'd put an arrow through my heart.
Round and round. Let me finish up with the unbelievably audacious, insane, treasonous placing in the official Defense Authorization Act. And it's not like somebody just put a rider in there. It's pushed by the White House. It's put in by the Republican leadership. It's promoted by Netanyahu, of course, as usual, announces to us months ago what was about to happen here, because he's the real president to a greater and greater extent. It's just a fact. And again, a lot of Republicans go, well, what, the Democrats are good? No, that's not what I said. Oh, the Muslims are good now? No. I don't want the Muslims to run the Pentagon. I don't want Israel to run the Pentagon. I don't want the Easter Bunny to run it, okay? We can't even get an audit in 30-plus years since the mid-90s. And you can try to find out how much is missing. You get different answers all the time. But now, the way this is set up in the budget and the free hand the Pentagon has with DARPA, there'll be basically no oversight. But a little hearing they have once a year, but where this is all placed, there'll be nowhere to know where the money went. That's how they've got trillions upon trillions upon trillions. No one knows the exact number. Here's an overhead shot. You can go ask Google's AI how much it is. And well, it was 2+ trillion back on 9/11. They had an audit come out 2 days before that in 2001. And then a later audit found it was 4.7. And now the higher audit's up to 8 trillion. Some say 14 trillion. And the answer is no one knows. Pentagon fails 8th audit in a row as Congress grants it a $1 trillion budget. It's bigger than that now. And they go, oh, well, we gave the troops a raise. It was like a tiny part of the funding. It's like, well, we're going to give you, you'll get some Kool-Aid with the cyanide. I mean, it's going to taste delicious. Do you like grape or strawberry or cherry? Kool-Aid with your cyanide. I mean, come on, you're not against giving the troops raises, are you? So it just goes on and on and on and on and on for decades. And now Israel will be in that area with orders to merge everything from Space Command to satellites to spying to all the weapons, R&D, secret technologies, everything. And then meanwhile, Congress came and found out about all this stuff. So it's keys to the kingdom, keys to the car, keys to everything. And again, the different Pentagon groups are all very jealous of this information. Other agencies all fight with each other. But I've never seen legislation to tell federal agencies to communicate like this. So that's why this is such a big deal. This is unprecedented. I want to shift gears to what's really going on with all the bio-warfare hyping. Oh, Israel's given full access to all that in there. I read that in the first hour. But I just spent over an hour of the last hour and 37 minutes on this, so I'm gonna segue out of that now. But it is mind-blowing. But when I get into AI coming up, after I hit the COVID 2.0 news, it's so important, you're going to see a theme here. Because they've had legislation 3 times the last 2 years, and Trump supported it even when he was not even president-elect, when he was campaigning, he was for it. And I was super cheerleader for Trump then, but I'm like, no, I've read the legislation. We shouldn't give AI companies, only select ones particularly, total liability protection from state, local, individual suit. And then they create an AI board of the AI company heads, which Trump has done. They didn't pass the law. He just created the council and executive order did it. And then they decide. Eminent domain, waiving of permits, steal all the water, dump toxic waste, do whatever you want. It's just, oh, Oprah Winfrey used to say, you get a car, you get a car, you get a car. Trump's like, you're above the law. Have your own dictatorship over anything, AI, computer, data centers, surveillance, you name it. To Israel, you get everything, everything, anything you want. It's all yours. No one can question you. You get this, you get that. It's like, wow. Man, the Adelsons give Trump a couple $100 million and they get the whole country. So you have all of these big power blocks, and Israel's sitting there watching the EU claim control over the U.S. and our courts and our speech and our commerce. Trump's kind of lifted a finger. He's lifted about a finger, against that. He stood up to that. He stood up to China big time, who's running all over us. But when it comes to Israel, it's like, oh, that's our little friend, so it's allowed to do all this. And oh, big tech, it's a friend as well, so it can do whatever it wants. So they have all the big watchdog groups, they're nonpartisan, saying it's absolute tyranny. And it is true that China's funding a lot of the anti-data center information. But it doesn't mean it's not a real criticism. So just because China's jumped on that bandwagon because they don't want us to have AI superiority doesn't mean that the AI big tech isn't its own totalitarian system. We always go back to that. So just finishing up with this, let's put back on screen how many days we are into the war that isn't a war. It was just going to last 4 days. We've already had regime change. It's a victory. Strait of Hormuz is open. No, it, I don't care if it's open. You better open it. Oh, we're hours away from a peace deal. And I notice he cycles through it. Every Friday he announces the peace deal is done and we've won. And then by Monday he says, well, it's I don't care when it happens. And then by Tuesday, you know, we're back at war. I guess you know, the cycle is like a 7-day cycle, but I guess we're about a day ahead this time because Iran announced it's all over today and then Trump started bombing again today. So normally that kicks in on Tuesday. But it kicked in on Monday this time. 93 days, 11 hours, 41 minutes since we got drug into this. But don't say that, or Jonathan Greenblatt of the ADL said, we're coming after you. And we'll use the same energy we did on Hamas with exploding pagers against any American that challenges Israel or says Israel drug us into this war. And if you say that the Israel lobby is controlling any of America, and if you criticize Zionism, I can play the clips. He goes, our definition is if you criticize Zionism anyway, we're going to take you down. Wow. And I mean, the old Zionism just meant you believe a state of Israel has a right to exist. I mean, I would say I was a Zionist, but I'm like, yeah, okay, Israel gets its country and we don't let them have their thing. And I'm not an anti-Jew. I don't support the Muslims blowing them up, but I don't want them to exterminate the Muslims and declare Amalek and all that. Now what Zionism is today is an absolutely psychotic, foaming at the mouth thing, attacking everybody and trying to take my country over and attacking me. I'm like, yeah, I'm an anti-Zionist big time. I mean, I get phobias of things that bite me and are scary and mean. That's why I don't like the Islamicists. You got some nice Muslims. They're not real Muslims. They're backsliders. I love them. But I've read the Quran a couple times, okay? And I've read their hadith. And it is the most crazy. I mean, folks, it's Muhammad getting gangbanged by 30 black dudes, okay, to get their semen for he to be a Superman. That's how he got, you know, Spider-Man got bit by a radioactive spider. You know, that's how he got superpower. You know, all these superheroes get a superpower for some weird accident or whatever. Well, Muhammad got his from gallons of African semen. It's some weird stuff here, folks. Some weird-ass stuff. And, like, why are we cutting the ends of our sons' penises off? Because Israel says do it. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm starting to, like, look around like, whoa, what is this? You know? It's like, why is everything coming out of the Middle East trying to run my life? It's weird. Now, I don't think I like the Middle East. I think it's a curse. Oh, look at this. I had a very productive call with Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu of Israel. Oh, yeah. And the Muslims cut their daughters' clitorises off, too. So I guess the original transgenderism is over there. Trump says, I had a very productive call with Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu of Israel, and there will be no troops going to Beirut, and any troops that are on their way have already been turned back. Likewise, through highly placed representatives, I had a very good call with Hezbollah, and they agreed that all shooting will stop, that Israel will not attack them, and they will not attack Israel, President Donald John Trump. What was it, like 5 weeks ago? Pull it up. He goes, enough is enough to Israel. I had the peace deal with Iran, but you blew up all those Christian settlements in southern Lebanon. Stop it right now. And he goes, and I guarantee it's over because I'm in charge. And Netanyahu like launched the biggest attack ever and blew up like 30 plus thousand Christian homes and like 50 churches in one day. Just, and then said, we'll strike whoever we want. And Trump, I mean, so it's like professional wrestling or something like Trump, like, I'll beat you up. You better watch it, Netanyahu. And then Netanyahu does whatever he wants. I mean, I really want to be covering the technocrats, the New World Order, the kill switches in all our cars, and how we're being killed by the globalist technocrats, because that's the top of it. But instead, it's Israel, 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 because it's Israel just coming into the vacuum and saying, there's a global power vacuum, there's a fourth turning, people are turning against globalism everywhere and old systems, we'll just come in and we'll take over everything. And then Israel goes, why are we the most unpopular? We've spent hundreds of millions of dollars a month trying to convince people, brainwash them to love us, and it's backfiring. And then the head of the Jewish conference goes, that's fine, we'll just increase funding, huh? It's like, use a Marvel comic analogy, everybody seems to get those. Remember, like, Doomsday? I don't watch a lot of that, but I've seen a few of the movies with my son. And the more you bomb it, the more you attack it, the more powerful he gets. And Israel's like, our enemies have gotten 100 times more powerful as we attack them. Ah, I have an idea. Attack them even more. Oh, that will get them. And it's just like, no. People are like, good, no, don't interrupt Israel. They're the bad guys. Let them keep doing this. They bet off more than they can chew. Ah! Have you thought second, third, fourth order where that goes with Israel, all its nuclear weapons? Israel is thinking somewhat long term, but in like a Machiavellian roll the dice megalomania. But the people that are pro-Islam and want to blow Israel up, they're not really thinking. An angry Trump declares Israel, Iran. An angry Trump decries Israel, Iran for breaking ceasefire. Yeah, but you can pull up his actual Truth Social. It was like, enough is enough. I called Netanyahu and there'll be no more attacks in Lebanon ever. And then he does the complete opposite. So we've been living in this complete and total flip-flop city, up one side and down the other. And we're 90-plus days into it, 93 days into it, and it's just getting worse. And all the international studies are out, and I don't need to read those and surveys to know it. This is destroying U.S. credibility. This isn't 3D chess. This is people playing Trump, because they've learned, don't ever disagree with him. Say he's right and agree, and then do the opposite. So used to, they had traitors inside the operation, and they would buck him and fight him most of the time, and then he would clamp down. But if you say, oh, yes, sir, we did that, take the executive order, throw it right in the trash can. Oh, yes, sir, we released all the JFK files. You dummy, I'm not going to give you nothing. The USA will get all nuclear dust created by our greatest B-2 bombers. No money will exchange hands in any way, shape, or form. This deal is in no way subject to Lebanon either. But the USA will separately work with Lebanon and deal with the Hezbollah situation in a permanent manner. Israel will not be bombing Lebanon any longer. They are prohibited, all caps, from doing so by the United States of America. Enough is enough. Thank you, DJT, baby. That was back in April 17th. A month and a half ago, Israel's been bombing Lebanon straight since then. But don't worry. He said it's all over again today. He said, I called up that Netanyahu and I said, boy, I'm the roughest, toughest hombre west of the Pecos. My name's Yosemite Sam. And Israel goes, Yosemite Sam? Yosemite Sam? Why, run for the hills. No, they just go, we run your Congress, and, Trump, we're just going to share missile secrecy for that? Why, absolutely, I want to help with missiles. Thank you, we get all your codes and run your entire government. Oh, we shared missiles, oh, you're a hero. You know, after they push us to the Defense Authorization Act, Netanyahu will be saying, thank you, Mr. President, for helping us with the missiles, and we helped you some.
Yes, you've got some good missiles, so do we.
Well, we're going to be helping with your missiles more. Yes, yes.
I notice there's Israeli flags at the Pentagon now.
Yes, that's helping with the missiles. Here's the new one. Trump says Netanyahu will do whatever I want him to do. He's a great guy, adding, it's right now, 90% in Israel. I could run for prime minister. He goes, maybe I will after I'm out of office. Just like
cuckoo town.
And look, Trump is still better than Democrats. But I can't sit here and just lie to people and just go, I've never seen such strategic genius. Everything he does turns to total gold. I mean, this is just, this man is like probably above God. All right. I mean, the war's over. We won. I mean, you've seen it. It's like 40 something times he's declared victory. And every time he declares victory, it's all over my X count. You see, you idiot. It turned out great. You panicking dumbass. It's all the straits open. Everything's fine. There's no inflation. There's no problem with fertilizer. You're a Chinese agent, you moron. And I'm just sitting there going, no, that's not what's going on here. Because I live in the real adult world. I actually study. And I'm horrified by this. And I'm telling you, Trump's, and who is it at 79? My goodness gracious. Trump at 79, only sleeping 3 hours a day, maximum. I mean, I don't know how he's. I mean, it's a miracle of God he's even alive, folks. The stress of that would kill a 50-year-old man. I don't know how he does it. I mean, you know. But I watched him bumble around in some long interview with his daughter-in-law about the ballroom. And he sounded like grandparents who you weren't sure were starting to get neurological stuff, but a year later it was very clear. Kind of how they repeat things, and then they just kind of say something, and then kind of, and I was like, yeah. So, chalk it up to that, whatever it is. This is a problem. Because Israel wanted to get us into a full war so they would commit us to military aid. And now to be committed to military aid, their excuse is we've got to take control of their government to make sure it never gets cut off. Quite the argument. While you actually take over what's left of the most powerful country in the world and say, we're the superpower now. And you got the Republican Party leadership. It's, look it up. They're supporting Israel essentially taking over our military. All right, I'm going to stop getting into this now. I got a few more on Iran, and then I'm going to get into the Ebola stuff real quick. It's really important, and how it ties into the ticks and the Google to release 32 million. Oh, you didn't know Google didn't just spy on you and give you bad search results and fund drag queen story time? Oh, no, they funded COVID-19 development, and now they're going to release 32 million loving mosquitoes, GMO mosquitoes. Oh, and guess what country they're going to release them on? You want to guess? On America, on the USA, because they love us so much. And Bill Gates is involved as well. There have been very bizarre outbreaks in Brazil and other, in Colombia where they did this, but it's okay. We specially made these. They do this and they do that. And oh, yeah. When we actually, you know, put in something else, only top biologists with, you know, billions of equipment could even scan and find out the other little Trojan horses we put in. I mean, they admit the COVID shots give you blood clots and cancer and infertility. They still just went ahead with it. Well, this will just be a little mosquito. How do you prove you got bit by one? How do you know? Plus, it violates informed consent, violates the Nuremberg Code, punishable by death, but so what? Google's about to, in a joint Bill Gates operation, release in California, Texas, and other poor states, and I mean by poor, I mean poor, poor us. That's the twilight zone I live in. Bill Gates and Google, you know, jointly with Microsoft, are going to release 32 million mosquitoes on us. Isn't that sweet of them? And since Bill Gates started doing this, we get the Da Nang and the Zika. There's all these strange outbreaks of all sorts of other weird stuff wherever he releases these. They've already done it. Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas, Florida. And now, oh, a bunch of them. California. Yeah. Like he did at that TED Talk where he opens up the mosquito jar and goes, it shouldn't just be Africans that get to enjoy this. Woo, he got a prize for you. Oprah Winfrey says, you get a car. You get a car. Bill Gates says, you get Alpha Gal Syndrome. You get Rocky Mountain Fever. You get one of these horrible little pathogens we put in you with flying syringes. And Bill Gates has got all these patents delivering pathogens, mRNA, self-replicating nanotech into you with ticks and mosquitoes. It's Bill Gates, now known as Mosquito Man, the savior of the earth. Why, he says he wants to get rid of the majority of the world population, but he loves you so much he's releasing ticks and mosquitoes everywhere, and suddenly diseases are exploding. I wonder what could be happening. He just told us he was going to do it, wants to kill us.
There's too many people. My main mission, taking over my father and mother's foundation that was Thomas Watson's Hitler's foundation. I just want to kill you. I mean, I wear a pink sweater, so won't you just take my shot?
And so what's happened is you have a bunch of power groups, the mad scientists, the Israelis, the Chi-Coms, the globalists, just running around with foaming at the mouth, power grabbing everything. And they know the old system's coming down, so they're trying to build new totalitarian systems to create a new one, to hold up their new system. And it just makes them more demonized and more hated, so they get more militarized and build bigger bunkers. And now saying, I know they say that this is a little bit better, Bill Gates' voice. I know they talk about a collapse. Our own security people might take us out, but that's why we're pretty soon are going to have a fully deployable land, air, sea, combat robot defense force. So I won't need to rely on any humans anymore.
What a wonderful world you're building where you're so hated, you're in a self-imposed prison protected by hunter-killer robots, Bill Gates.
I mean, can you imagine a dystopia like that where you're so hated that all of them have already got combat robots, you know, just sitting there ready, lockers in the buildings ready.
Activate.
Bipedal. Ones that roll around, weaponized, flying ones.
Deploy non-lethal.
But during a real collapse, you're going to see their robots come marching out. When the robots come marching home again, hurrah, hurrah. When the robots come marching home again, la, 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 la. You'll know it's the end, it's in the end, the end, the end, the end. When the robots come marching in.
But oh, don't look, AP, sponsored by Bill Gates. A Bill Gates Tide Mosquito Project is not responsible for recent U.S. malaria cases, even though it's spiking, and even though the majority of world cases of polio are caused by the vaccine that he sponsored. Look that up. It's okay. Yes, he says, and his father and his mother and all of them said their main mission is depopulating you, and yes, they say they want to kill you. But that's a joke when they say that, spending trillions to get control of all the infrastructures and the regulations and the governments. They're releasing ticks and mosquitoes and all these diseases are exploding because they love you.
People read comic books and see like supervillains and go, this is crazy. So you study history. No, those are composites of what these people are really like. Okay, so Bill Gates wants to murder you and your family. But first, he wants to make you sick and suck all the money out of you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Folks, I'm Dr. Bigley. Today's presentation will be about methylene blue and you.
Dr. Bigley, what does methylene blue do?
Great question, Billy. It has to do with your mitochondria, the powerhouse of your cells. Let's bring out the mitochondria now!
Right.
As I was saying, methylene blue supercharges your mitochondria, which does wonders for your mental clarity, stamina, and overall pep. Just look at him go!
Gee, Dr. Bigley, he must have drank a lot of methylene blue. He was bouncing off the walls.
Right you are, Billy. He sure drank a lot. Let's continue, shall we?
Billy, did you know that methylene blue can cure communism?
No, sir. Can I see?
Why, certainly, Billy. Take a look over there.
Behold, Ivan, a Ruski doggedly determined to undermine our way of life. Careful, Billy. He bites. Oh. Look, vodka, potato hooch. Watch. The communism is slowly leaving his body.
Wow, the methylene blue cured the red right out of him.
So, how do you feel?
Gee, Doc, I don't know what got into me. I feel like $1 million now. Say, where can I get some more of that blue stuff in case I become retarded again?
You can find it on the alexjonesstore.com.
What does .com mean?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time has come to choose sides. We are the resistance. Join us at alexjoneslive.com.
They all want to mount my head on the wall, like you've got, you know, that great deer mounted on the wall over there as a symbol to scare everybody else. I mean, they said that in the courthouses and on the courthouse steps. They said, send a message to everybody else. These patient zero.
Alex Jones is patient zero. I ask that with your verdict, you not only take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away. I ask that you make certain he can't rebuild the platform.
Yeah. We're going to take him off
the air. Shut up and obey, yeah.
And destroy him, and we're going to scare every one of these other Americans to keep, I mean, literally, it's like in Bug's Life when the head grasshopper says, yeah, we got all this grain. Why are we going to go beat up the ants because one little ant stood up? He goes, yeah, one little grain doesn't hurt. He goes, but if they all stand up, he pulls it and floods them. He goes, if those little puny ants outnumber us 100-1, and if they ever figure that out, it's over for us. That's why we're going back to kill that ant.
That's exactly right.
That's it. So I'm just the ant in Bug's Life.
An age has fallen into shadow. Its fires now ash in memory. The name is no more. Now, there is work to be done.
Do miss hearing that Alex Jones fella since they took away his show.
Well, hell, they done took that away, but he was back at work the very next day at Alex Jones Live.
Well, that's good to hear.
Well, all you need to do is go to alexjoneslive.com, and there you can watch the show, or go to Rumble and look for AJN Live, and he's also on X at AJN Live.
Thanks for having me. Before I start, wanted to pitch a couple of the products there for the listeners. The bovine colostrum has been fantastic. My mom had tremendous results, similar to the results your mom had with her hair and skin. Methylene Blue, the mental clarity, the focus has been amazing. I just found that I just needed to up the dose a little bit from the recommendation, and then that really hit. So definitely helps to support the broadcast. Alex, the reason you're so successful and the reason so many people chime in is because you have the best guests. That does include Victor Boot, but I will reference the legendary Gerald Celente. What does he say time after time? When there's nothing left, they take us to war.
The bovine clause is incredible. The Methylene Blue, you fund us. You're our funders, not the Israelis or the Muslims or the Russians or the U.S. government. You fund us at the AlexJonesStore.com. And the new news site for all the feeds and articles is AlexJonesLive.com. And on Rumble, Rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. We'll be right back.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree? I travel the world
right now. I'm going to get into the bioweapons and the release of the mosquitoes and Google and all the rest of this next hour. Because I've already got a bunch of clips and a bunch of background and a bunch of documents. But I just thought of some more stuff I want to get. Because I like to give you the deep dive to really get the big picture on that. But we got a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour briefly that I want to talk to as well. Who has some very interesting viral videos. And just challenge him to think, is this really the path you think that's good to behave in? Because I don't think they're thinking second, third, fourth order effects what this is going to end up doing. Just wait till the surprise guest. You'll see what I'm talking about coming up. But how does the CDC saying there's 1,100 suspected Ebola cases? Now they say it's getting into Brazil, getting into other countries around the world. They're saying we should sign on to the UN treaty. Only they can save us. How does it tie into the CIA admitting they released weaponized ticks? They admit it, but don't worry. These huge outbreaks aren't because of that. Google to release 32 million GMO flying syringe mosquitoes on us. Bill Gates is involved. Remember this, Google funded Wuhan collaborator Peter Daszak's virus experiments, including at the Wuhan Institute. So it all ties together, and it's all coming up. But I wanted to get into the AI data centers right now. And because I've had a lot of listeners and family ask me, what is my opinion of this? What do I think is going on? Well, I know what's going on. I don't have an opinion on this. It's all open source information. There are different layers to this. But we have these big tech investors and big tech heads and others coming out and saying that it's China that is just hyping up and getting Americans mad about the data centers. And they've gone out and done electronic digital warfare studies with some of the top firms in the world. And you can show that, of course, China is putting major pressure on all of this. Because communist China knows that the United States is winning the arms race of AI. The U.S. has more data centers and more AI and more systems than all the world combined. The crew did a great job finding graphs that show this when I mentioned it in the first hour. Maybe we can put some of those back on screen. But you have Kevin O'Leary and you've got Anatoly Lunin, who I like, coming out and saying, oh, this isn't real. Nobody's pissed off, or they're not pissed off for real reasons. They're mad because China made them mad. Like, you didn't really vote for Trump in 2016 because you were mad at the Democrats. No, Russia brainwashed you to do that. Now, in the case of 2016 and 17 and all that, very little Russia involvement. I mean, they don't have a big reach like China or other big lobbies or Israel does. Just study it. It's fact. But when it comes to China, yes, you can look it up. They were the main funders the last 30 years of ban cows because they fart and have carbon taxes and don't have coal, ban coal power plants. So they were shutting down our coal power plants, our coal power plants. They were building three or four new ones a week. And so that's how they were beating us in cheap energy, so they'd be the place for manufacturing and all the rest of it. Trump came in and changed a lot of those policies. Great things he did. Pull us out of the Paris Accords. It's wonderful. So people are all pissed off at O'Leary. They're pissed off at Anapolina saying, this is ridiculous. China didn't brainwash us. Well, I think overall Americans are pissed for real reasons. But did China jump on the bandwagon? Yes, because they want to have AI dominance. And they want our energy to be expensive. And so they want to win this AI race. Now, just because I state the facts that there's an AI race does not mean I'm agreeing to the AI race. It's not meaning I agree to giving liability protection to the big tech companies who Trump, through executive orders, has given them and created a AI board where the people running this are on their own decision-making board. And then Congress can't even get involved. The legislators can't get involved. The people can't get involved. Now, that's executive order. That can be overturned. I don't think it's constitutional. But Trump has tried three times to pass legislation, and it's in the new legislation in Congress, in the next big spending bill. So you have to juggle this and say, well, or weigh this. Okay, China doesn't want us to be dominant in this. We already are. We're always told we're not, so we'll just throw back our arms and say, whatever you say, big tech. And then you've got the data centers that sound like a trillion fingernails on a chalkboard. And I mean, I've been driving along out in the country before and got out of gas station, something like that. You like feel it, you're right. What is it? Oh, that's a data center 3 miles down the road. And you drive up to it, you can feel it. I mean, it, the birds won't get near it, gives you the heebie-jeebies. And they're stealing almost all the water, and they do whatever they want, and they get all their permits waived, and they're building 64 square mile ones that are bigger than San Francisco, and they got thousands of them being built, hundreds of gigantic ones, and then it ruins all the water supply. And then we're told we're bad. We can't have a car air conditioning. It's bad for the earth. We shouldn't have a dog or cat because they eat meat, and that's bad carbon footprint. It's total crap. But, oh, when it comes to AI, it gets unlimited power. It gets unlimited control because it's the future. It's the new entity. And then you've got AI that spies on us. They can engage in all this financial mischief, and the globals are deploying it to replace us. Not just as teachers, not just as hamburger flippers, but as driving cars and as doctors, everything else. And we're just stepping aside and saying, yeah, we're not going to have any prohibitions on this. We're not going to have any controls. In fact, we're not going to have any studies on it, even though the numbers are already showing young people on AI are losing IQ, getting depressed, alone, destroying relationships. I know people addicted to AI that no longer even talk to people, and they just talk to AI all day. I know personally people that are trying to find some type of rehab they can go to. They're not on drugs. They're literally online all the time. And I know those of you out there, you all know somebody like this too. I mean, this, you think big tech was bad with Microsoft and with Facebook and Napster, you know, before that, knowing that these technologies isolate people, depress them, make them alone, using bots decades ago to create false relationships with people to make them feel more isolated and siloed as their profit model, as their business model. That is like a BB gun compared to a nuclear bomb with this AI. And it's because the way it's being rolled out. And then you're told it's dystopic. You're told it's over for humans. Just like it's over for humans because you're bad for the earth. And when you just give up, and then they wonder why AI in every study and every poll is the most unpopular, feared thing out there. And they wonder why all these different big tech people go to speak at universities and get booed off the stage when telling everybody how great AI is. And you got a month ago at the World Economic Forum, they had one of the biggest companies saying, we need a God. We don't have a God. But AI will be our God. It will be our savior. Remember what Ray Kurzweil says? Remember what you all know Harari says? He says, there was never a heaven up in the sky, but there will be in the cloud of AI. God is not real. God does not exist. You don't exist. You have no rights. You're just a blob that we control. But soon there will be a God, the AI God, and we will worship it. Oh, thank God the AI gods are almost here. And they're so godlike. They need all these gigantic sprawling centers that would make the NSA blush just everywhere so it can be all wired into everything and all the 5Gs so the drones and the self-driving cars can all be live time controlled. And we got a kill switch in all your cars in case you become a problem. We can drive you off the cliff whenever we want. This is deliberate is the point I'm making. The globalists are deliberately creating a dystopia. It's just like, why would they bomb us with hundreds of millions of ticks loaded with all these different viruses and bacteria? Why would they bomb us with hundreds of millions of mosquitoes? Why would they put fluoride in the water, knowing it lowers IQ. Why would they teach 2 plus 2 equals 5 in public school? Why would they teach 2 men can have a baby? It's all a thing to bring down civilization and make it collapse, so it's so screwed up that only automated robots and computers can step in when society collapses because nobody's having kids, nobody wants to work, and then those robots are just a cleanup team for all of us to be scooped up off the streets and thrown into dumpsters. Dozens of homeless people die a day in Los Angeles alone. And the government supplies them with the drugs to the NGOs, farms them. The NGOs get massive amounts of money per homeless person. They only give them a pittance. Their little NGOs deliver them the drugs. Then they die, but there's always new ones getting off the bus. Oh, you're a drug addict? You're 17 years old? Well, you just get on the bus. You get on a skid row. The pimp will meet you there with the Escalade. He'll pimp you out for a while. And then once you got enough cigarette burns on you and diseases, they'll just give you enough fentanyl to really screw you up. You'll lay out for about a year. You're just in your own feces and urine, and the NGOs will come and give you more money for your fentanyl. You'll buy it from the guys in the Escalades. I've gone and seen it myself all over the country. And then you'll just be dead one day, and they just scoop you up off the payment. They've already signed you up for insurance policies and stuff the companies get. And your parents, you know, they're all disconnected boomers or, you know, don't really care either. They say, okay, our daughter's bad. She's dead. And then they're too lazy to even know that, you know, the NGO signed up your dead daughter for millions in insurance they got. And then they just take her body and give it to medical experiments. And nobody ever knows she existed. So the point is, we're all losing our souls. We're losing our empathy. We're losing our humanity. We're losing our ingenuity. We're losing our feistiness. We're losing that pioneer exploring spirit. People are just involved in clicking, 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 clicking. And so the average attention span is lower than a goldfish's, which is about 12 seconds. The average American's attention span is 10 seconds. That's why you can talk to somebody, they understand what you're saying, but they don't remember it later, and they just can't, because nothing can be held in their mind to follow out a process. It's got to be already set on an iPad or an iPhone or a Droid or a computer screen the way it's presented. It's not that they're lazy. They can only communicate by clicking and following exact protocols, and then they don't know how to mow a yard, or maybe they did before, but they don't want to now. And like, well, how do you put gas in it? Or you'll be talking to a computer head. I mean, I'm not on computers, but I can do both. And you'll say, hey, why don't you do that? And they go, what are you talking about? It's right here on the table. See it right here? Because they can't look at anything and give it attention other than a screen. So the public is in something like a trance. And on average, the average person is at a near sleepwalking, daydreaming level. And it's normal when you're in life, especially when you're young and you're just sitting there with a thunderstorm's going on outside on a spring afternoon. And you kind of just veg out for 20 minutes and just be, oh, not really thinking about much, thinking about everything at one time. I'm just contemplating a mountain range or the moon coming up, you know, beautiful things. But you're in a dream state while you're watching Netflix, while you're clicking on your phone. And hours go by and you don't really remember what happened. But in that process, your consciousness has been put on pause. And then each time you do that, your consciousness gets smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. And we all see it. People are getting slower, more lethargic. They can't remember anything. They can't follow through on anything. And it's chemicals, and it's biologicals, and it's the heavy metals. And the average person has the amount of plastic in their brain of a plastic spoon. But it's all just powdered. That's why it's not just guys we've had in here with the different radio readers, signal readers. It's mainline news that more and more people just have Google and Apple IDs coming off their body. And 15 years ago, you'd scan most people, maybe only military or people working in really toxic industrial plants. Would you get a signal off of them? And that's because that stuff gets in and migrates into the nerve endings. But it doesn't ever send back a signal with a code on it. And now people are sending IDs back. We have been colonized. The final frontier is our bodies. And it's in the food, and it's in the water, and they're spraying it on us, and they think it's funny. So see, while we're talking in the first hour and a half about Israel and the new legislation, sponsored by the White House and the Pentagon to have them basically take over the U.S. military? That's pretty damn important, isn't it? But what's above that? Because you think that's as bad as it gets? The boldness is insane. But imagine what comes after that. And just imagine the fact that this is all being set up to be a spectacular disaster. So here's Kevin O'Leary of Shark Tank. And he heads up one of the biggest investment groups, building some of the biggest data centers in the country, including the largest 64 square miles when it's done. I think what it does, something like releases the equivalent of 36 when it's built, amounts of heat that the atomic bomb dropped on Hiroshima release. But, oh, that heat's okay, though. It's just your heat's bad for the earth, and or your cow is. But that's not the issue. It's the amount of water they suck through these. It's the amount of toxic waste. It's they're given liability protection. It's the fact that they get all the power, and they get subsidized. And when the power rates go up double or triple, as they've done by these data centers, and then your property value goes down, and then you can't pay your bill, they laugh at you and say, you're being influenced by the communist Chinese. And then why do we have to have 10 times the computing power of everybody else? We already have more than everybody else combined. Why does everything have to be given to AI? Why is it just officially our king? And yet, at one level, it's just a new bubble to try to get us out of the collapse we're in. There's so many other great suppressed technologies that could do that. So Trump sold on, hey, it's a new bubble. You know, it's the new innovation we need. And I didn't create the bubble. I'm not for the bubble. But, yeah, I'd love to have a couple new ones so we can kick the can down the road, while at the same time cutting some of the bad spending. But no, you don't give them total liability protection instead of an AI dictatorship where these companies, but only select ones, everybody else, the other companies can't even get into the market. Remember when Mark Andreessen told Joe Rogan a year ago, this all came out later, by the way, in Congress. He was trying to launch his own big AI company with investors, and they had the Justice Department and the Biden administration come to them and say, come meet with us. And at the top, they go, listen, you don't understand. There's only one real AI company. And only three companies are allowed in. They all act like they're at each other's throats, but it's one system run by the Pentagon with Apple, Google, and Microsoft. Jeff Bezos is being brought in, so that's four groups. If you want to work on this project, you can come work with us, and there'll be some apps and flavors of the AI that look like different AI, but you're going to basically, it has to be one ring to rule them all, you know, and in the darkness bind them. And I'm like, yeah, the answer is decentralized AI, true open AI, not the company open AI, which is the opposite. But to have it truly programmed by the knowledge of the crowd, which the old Google was great because whatever really was the most searched, what people really liked, the thought was the best, and rated the best was the top. Now it's totally fake for 9 years, as you know. And I'm not saying that's perfect. I'm not even endorsing AI. I'm saying that would obviously be the best system. Instead, oh, we've got this board of 9 tech heads with Larry Ellison and Mark Zuckerberg at the head of it, and they oversee the board that oversees what they're doing. And Kevin O'Leary talks to the White House. He advises the board. Isn't O'Leary on it? I think he's on it. Look up the Trump's executive order on accelerating AI and the board he set up. I think he's on the board. Anyways, pretty sure. But here's O'Leary. Well, let's just go to him. And everything he's saying is true. The Chinese are jumping on the bandwagon, just like they were on the carbon tax and shut us down. But that's a separate issue. The people are already pissed off, bro, because this is out of control. And he's all pissed off because he's seeing this backlash so real. They're voting down AI everywhere. That's good to have people stand up and exercise our power. It's good to have the big tech have some respect and not just think we're here to be walked on. Let's go to him. Here it is.
I have another mission that has emerged from this that I did not see coming. And maybe we want to segue into what happened the evening of May 4th at 8:30, because I have 12 million plus followers on various social media platforms. I got a call from one of our IT guys, and he said, there's something wrong here. There's a massive influx in DMs going on two specific platforms, X, formerly Twitter, and Instagram. Not a small increase, tens of thousands of percent increase. I said, well, is that a mistake? Is there a technical glitch on these platforms? He said, unlikely. They're two different complete platforms. So he had a first look, and he said, wow, there's a lot of similar IP addresses here. And so we did an initial scan, and we realized, wait a second, there is bots operating here. There are nefarious accounts out of the country dumping stuff that's completely false about Utah. So we didn't wait. The next morning we hired and started working with a very advanced data science team. And what we learned was, to me, shocking. Just stunning. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I still can't, because I'm getting the data by the 4-hour cycle now. The content itself was coming from two batches, like the actual pixels, the images, were from the Party for Socialism and Liberation and the People's Dispatch. I'd never heard of them before. You do a search on them, you'll find them under investigation by multiple branches of Congress. Most of the within the IP addresses in Utah were coming from two IP addresses, Alliance for a Better Utah and one called Elevate. So we found out that Alliance for a Better Utah was actually a tax filer. And we went to the IRS Form 990s, which are public. And we started to drill down into what the filings were. And lo and behold, multiple filings through multiple entities all over the world, all going back to something called Arabella. Neville Singham, under investigation, multiple branches of the government, shares offices with the CPP. So then I said, I want more. Can you tell me the exact amounts? And we got those the next day. We're talking about millions, hundreds of millions of dollars here. It's not just Utah. These guys are doing campaigns everywhere there's a proposed increase in power and or a data center.
When Barack Obama's birth certificate came out, and I went to the government website, I downloaded the birth certificate, I put it into Adobe Photoshop, I separated the layers, and I thought, this is crazy. They released a fake birth certificate. I didn't need somebody to tell me that. I didn't need, you know, I didn't read somebody say that and just believe it on trust of them. I did it myself. I saw it with my own eyes. I did it with my own hands. And then I tell my friend, he's like, you know, that's racist, right? I'm like, what? No, no, I just did it. And they're like, you know, it's like a racist conspiracy theory, right? You're like, what? What is going on? So if you've experienced that, the reason is some people do not have the chemical balance to handle things like that. You need a lot of testosterone to handle things like that. You need to have your mind not warped and distorted by the dopamine feedback loop that social media is designed to create in your brain to enforce you into the pre-established, preordained, approved of mindset. So if you're here, you probably already are winning the chemical war over your own body. But that's why we sell the supplements that we do. Pretty much everybody takes them. Who doesn't take vitamins? Who doesn't supplement in some way or another? Who doesn't add a protein scoop when they get a smoothie at the store? Or take vitamin D or vitamin C or fish oil, you know, before bed or you know, when you wake up? Isn't a crazy thing. This isn't an out there woo-woo type of thing. Everybody takes supplements. Everybody I know takes supplements. And if you're not, you should be. And so all we do is get the best supplements on the market, white label them, and so you get them from us, you're probably getting a better price than at the store, and you're absolutely getting the best possible quality of all of these products. If you're here for the first time and don't know why you would support us, because you get the information for free, because the streams are free, because there's no obligation for you to support us, that's all part of the strategy. The fact is, we're able to keep this free because you go to thealexjonesstore.com. Put this information into action. You have to understand the attack on humanity itself and then fight back against it in two different ways. One, by advocating and trying to seize power politically to change things from the top down. But while that's going on, you've got to be protecting yourself against this stuff. And we have a lot of supplements and vitamins and minerals and merchandise for you to do exactly that. Things like Atomic Defense, Methylene Blue, Methylene Red. These things are extremely powerful and combat exactly the type of poisons that we talk about on a continual basis. So I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not making claims here. I'm not saying it's going to, you know, cure any diseases or anything. But I'm saying that in the modern world, it's microplastics and, you know, atrazine and herbicides and growth hormones and fluoride that they put in the water on purpose because they want you dumb. You have to combat these things. You have to be protecting yourself and building up your internal shield so you can even handle the information that we're bringing to you. And that really is a thing. Testosterone, the higher your testosterone is, the more likely you are to go against the grain, to reject the herd mentality of the crowd and instead pursue justice or pursue the truth, regardless of who says anything about it. And there's a chemical balance that has to be achieved there. But that's why there's such an attempt to lower your IQ, lower your testosterone, lower your masculinity, lower your self-sufficiency, lower your self-confidence. Because they want you a tired, weak, overwhelmed, overworked slave. That's what the people in power have designed this world to do to you. And you don't have to take it. You can fight back. You can protect yourself. You can reverse the effects of the damage that's done to your body as it is to all of our bodies by going to the Alex Jones store and getting a product.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, I want to finish up on the AI. I want to shift gears into racial tensions in this country and some of the groups and organizations that are really out there getting in Jews' faces. And my personal view that the way this is being done is not going to lead anywhere good. Don't have this guy on to score points and just yell at him. I'm seriously concerned, and I'm not picking on this guy. I see a bunch of this stuff, and I just thought, well, that guy looks, you know, seems interesting. I've seen some of his stuff before. Let's get him on. It's called The Handsome Truth, and so we'll be playing some of his provocative stuff here in a moment and go to him just to have a discussion about this, because I think if we cartoonishly criticize the stuff that Israel's doing, there are a lot of people starting to wake up to a lot of things, and I think the way this is being done is going to be very destructive in the end. But that's my view. We'll discuss it and debate it, and I'll show you some of the stuff he's up to if you've missed it before we get into a larger discussion with him. But finishing up with the AI thing, and obviously I'm not done on this. After he leaves, I'm going to get more into it. This is a power grab. There's a global AI race. We're being told to turn everything over to it. It's doubling and tripling power prices. It's destroying the water. It's unseemly. We're all told we can't have any resources. We're bad. Even we ought to make our own resources, our own jobs. Government all over the Western world is harassing people with drones that have their own gardens and sending police out to their homes to see what they're growing. This is an anti-human takeover. This is the rise of the machines with the technocrats running it. And so we're just told your jobs are gone. You're done. And the government greases the skids with all your taxpayer money to force the robot takeover. And they want to have new viral releases and new lockdowns. This time robots, you know, will deliver you your food. They admit all of this. This is their dystopic system. At the top of it is the transhumanist, anti-human, globalist robot takeover cult. And you can label whoever you say at the top runs it. You got China competing with the globalist West and the Rothschilds and all the rest of it and Bill Gates. And then you've just got all of us caught in the middle. So I wanted to finish up with Kevin O'Leary because he's up here all pissed off because all over the country they're voting down data centers. All over the country, people are saying you're not above the law. You don't have liability protection just because Trump claims you do. It's becoming the hot button issue. They've done big demographic studies, major studies in polls in Texas, you name it, and they're finding conservative voters in areas are saying they're going to go Democrat just over this. So this is a problem. But I'm not saying O'Leary is bad overall as a person. I'm not saying Congresswoman Luna, when she came out and said, oh, this is the Chinese. Nobody's really pissed off. It's just the Chinese are brainwashing it. Well, yeah, they want to shut down the race here so they win. But just because they're in a race doesn't mean we just join them that race. Plus, we're already winning that race at the expense of everything else. So it's not accurate to say the outrage is caused by China. They've just jumped on that wave. So we'll finish up with O'Leary, hit a few other key points on this.
Neville Singham, under investigation, multiple branches of the government, shares offices with the CPP. So then I said, I want more. Can you tell me the exact amounts? And we got those the next day. We're talking about millions, hundreds of millions of dollars here. It's not just Utah. These guys are doing campaigns everywhere there's a proposed increase in power and or a data center. More digging. More. Salt Lake Party for Socialism and Liberation. Salt Lake Democratic Socialists of America. Then this one today. The Cuban Institute for Friendship with the People. What the hell are they doing marching around Box Elder County? I mean, what is this? And so I called my contacts at the White House. I raised the flag and I said, what the hell is going on here? They put me in touch with various law enforcement agents. We had a meeting last week with my entire data set team and multiple law enforcement agencies. And we started sharing data. I gave them 90 pages of IP addresses, all from all over the place, all around the world, hitting these locations. Do you see where I'm going with this? I'm not okay with this. And I found it in Alberta, Canada, too. So it's there's a war going on, I guess a PR war or whatever you want to call it.
I mean, is what you're suggesting that these entities are sort of taking funds from the Chinese Communist Party and using those funds to sort of run a digital sort of blackmail campaign against your project?
I'm not suggesting it. It's an irrefutable fact. This is IRS 990 filings with the exact dollars and dates from exactly where it came from. No, not imputing. I'm saying that is exactly what's happening.
And China has been one of the biggest digital lobbies, funding the left, funding communists, funding Black Lives Matter, all that. But the Democrats loved it, targeting Republican Party candidates. And the Republican Party and the DOJ have done nothing about it. But now because the communist Chinese have jumped on against their data centers, oh, I think you're probably going to see some arrest for taking foreign money. In fact, I predict it. But notice there's no discussion about the UN bots, the EU bots, the UK bots. There's no discussion about Israel 545 group targeting members of Congress and myself and others for destruction, and that all coming out. Oh, that's not a problem when you have Israel with one of the biggest digital footprints of these bots. So I'm glad people are learning about this, period. But to say that, oh, now we should sit down and shut up and accept all the data centers because China's jumped on the bandwagon, that's a load of crap. And that's where they're going with this. O'Leary has been out trying to convince people of his mega data center. He's got a bunch of them, but the biggest one, 64 square miles they're building. And I'm not saying he's a villain. I'm simply saying that this big tech commission of AI that Trump set up, that basically govern themselves with AI liability protection, is dangerous and is illegal. But they know it's a power grab. They know it transfers wealth. They know it's a new bubble and a transfer to themselves like COVID. So they're getting ahead of it with the FBI head and the others. And Larry Fink last week saying, oh, we think terrorists are going to attack the data centers. Anybody against the data centers are terrorists. And now the DOJ is like, yes, the new terror group will be those against data centers. So it's the same story. So we don't want big tech to have a monopoly over us. Now we're terrorists. So that's where they're going with it. Utah's governor just tightened the rules for Kevin O'Leary's giant AI data center. See? That's good. We need pressure so that there's not just look, I love cutting regulations, but not just unlimited. You can do whatever you want, and you get all this government money. All right, we're about to go to our guest, but look at this. China's court just ruled companies can't fire workers only to replace them with AI. Beijing is warning firms that putting profit over jobs could carry penalties, especially when it comes to young people. So they're at least putting up some protections they claim for humans. And I don't trust the communist Chinese, but they understand how this could bring them down. They have to, you know, at least pay lip service taking care of the population while they're being replaced. But not here. We're just told it's all over. Accept it. Very, very, very dangerous. I got a bunch of other newscasts on this, but O'Leary and Anna Paulina Luna, says Maria Z Media, say pushing back against data centers is largely bots and CCP agents. These rural New Jersey folks prove how stupid and ridiculous the narrative is. Congratulations to the incredible community. Yeah, they're voting them down all over. All right, going into the next hour is the Handsome Truth. John Manadio, also known as HT. And he says he's the most entertaining pro-white streamer online, owner of GoyamTV.st and GTVFlyers.com. Active for 10 years, jailed 3 times in the United States for free speech, 1 time in Poland for free speech. He's lost 56 YouTube channels, 5 D Live channels, and just had a website taken down. Ron DeSantis, Randy Fine, and Mark Caruso flew to Israel to stop him from doing activism in Florida and passed hate speech laws in Florida under HB 269. I remember them crediting him for one of the reasons they did that. Talk about Streisand effect. Handsome underscore some underscore truth, GoyamTV.st. Now, I wanted to get him on because I'm seeing more and more of this. You had the Builder guy, Chud the Builder, and then you got people like him and a bunch of others that they have the right to go out and do what they do. But I don't think you win friends and influence people just running up and down the street screaming N-word at random black people till somebody gets mad. And I said about Chud the Builder, I said, not long till he gets shot or gets killed or gets put in prison, which I don't want to happen. And by the way, he's been on Harrison's show. We were going to have him on the day he got arrested. Reportedly, some guy attacked him and then he shot him. And I mean, obviously, he's not going to get a fair trial. And I understand why people are sick of being pushed around, being told we're the devil and all this other crap. So I think it's good to stand up for yourself and to not let the political correctness control you and not be cucked. But being cucked's over on one end, I think we should be more in the middle. You got people like Handsome Truth over here that I think are on the other extreme, you know, like the Blood Tribe people, you know, just running around. I mean, and I'm not saying that Handsome Truth is a Fed. I'm not even implying that. Like, I don't mean that sarcastically. Because there's enough pissed off people out there that aren't all feds. But look at the Southern Poverty Law Center I told you forever, that was, you know, really running most of the white supremacist groups, the ADL. So when you see this kind of classic rhetoric, at least in the past, it was meant to make other people just standing up for their own sovereignty or who don't want Israel openly running our country, calling us Nazis. So there's a lot of these videos. We bleeped this one because we're on radio stations. But, you know, here he is with some other people. And I guess these guys are talking to in the street are like Jewish and they're just screaming at him and saying, you're a Jew. I won't talk to you. I don't care what you say. And I mean, my thing is, I guess he is of the belief, and we'll let him talk in a minute. And we'll go to the next hour. I'm sorry I got him late. That they literally all are inherently bad. Well, just because Netanyahu and the Kudus are doing bad things, there's just a bunch of opposition in Israel. I just think it's never good to not be able to actually talk to somebody. Like, maybe we should have you on sometime to have you debate, you know, some, you know, Zionist guy or debate some more mainline. You know, there's so many anti-war Jews. I don't even think Israel should exist. I just think it's dangerous because the left goes around teaching we're bad because we're white or Christians are inherently bad. And I get it. And white people are like, well, we'll just say you're all bad back at you. But I don't agree with what the left's doing and Black Lives Matter. And so I just think acting like them is just not the way to go. Now, I'm going to give you the floor in a moment because I've been talking and you can explain yourself. But I legitimately don't think that this. You have every right to do it. I'm not censoring you. I'm just thinking, I don't think it's healthy. But I know what your argument will be. You know, we need to stop surrendering and just not care so other people see something so extreme. I'm guessing this is what you're trying to do. If you're being logical, it's only logic I could see in it. So you move the Overton window so far that it kind of breaks the spell. I see you nodding. Okay. I didn't ever hear you say that, but that's the only logic I could see. And I'm not. I think there's too many dumb people. I don't think it's going to work. But well, he'll have the floor. Here's an excerpt of kind of the standard thing you do. Here it is.
Hey, this guy's Jewish. What's up, man? What's your thoughts about Jews sucking baby penis?
Hey, how about you?
Oh, yeah, Jew?
Excuse me?
I said, oh, yeah, you cross-eyed Jew?
Whether I'm a Jew or not.
You are Jewish.
You are Jewish.
You are Jewish.
Disgustingly Jewish.
You're so Jewish and disgusting looking.
You're so Jewish. You're hideous.
So Jewish. What's your thoughts about your Jew sucking baby penis?
So I actually...
Oh, yeah?
Take care of people.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I'm standing up for white people. The same people. Your people are turning around to replace it. You're not white.
You're not white.
You're
white.
You're Jewish. You're Jewish, scum. You got Israel. Go to Israel. Go to Israel. Go to Israel. You're a cross-eyed Jew.
Look at this dysgenic Jew. Look at how dysgenic he is. Look at his cross eyes. Look at his ears. Disgusting pedophile protecting Jew scum.
What's your plan here?
Shut up, Jew. We're going to expel all you Jews back to Israel. Go home.
Hook on that.
110th time. Here's your Jew buddy.
No, no, no. What's
hey,
your
is this your boyfriend from Grindr?
What's your plan?
Two gay Jews here have arrived. Why don't you leave our country, Jew?
Your country?
Yeah. That's right. We built this country. Europeans, not you filthy Jews. Why didn't Henry Ford write a book called... You know who Henry Ford is, right? Henry Ford. Model T? Familiar?
Nazi.
Oh, Nazi. The Ford, the inventor of the Ford, is a Nazi. Okay, yeah. Why did he write a book called The International Jew, warning us about your scummy people?
I don't know why he did what he did.
You're Jewish scum. I don't debate with scummy Jews.
Buddy.
Look at you, creepy Jew, getting all sweaty. Filthy, sweaty Jew. Smell like penis blood. That's what you smell like.
I'm so sick of seeing
you. Disgusting. Shut up. Say it again. Shut up, Jew, you scumbag. Your Holocaust is fake. He's a Jew. Your Holocaust is fake, scumbag Jew.
My Holocaust?
Yeah, your fake Holocaust.
Your friends.
Your fake Holocaust. Why is it illegal to question in 18 countries? Why is it a question, you filthy Jew? You started the engagement, you retards. You too, scumbag. Yeah, shut up, Jew. When is, yeah, my question is, when are you going home?
My question is...
Shut up, Jew.
All right, HT is what he goes by. So tell us what in the hell you're doing. And this is a thing I'm seeing from a bunch of people online. And I'm glad there's free speech, but I think there's going to be attacks on synagogues, whether staged or real. I think this is going to trigger a bunch of censorship, and which I don't for. And then you got Israel openly trying to take over the Pentagon right now in response to this, and in general saying, oh, yeah, we're losing the propaganda war. And so I see a major collision coming out of this. It's not going to be healthy for anybody, but I'll stop ranting. In your own words, how do you think this is productive?
Well, can I just say thank you so much for having me on? Like, I was a huge fan. You like helped wake me up, believe it or not. Like, you kind of radicalized me, believe it or not. My mom, when I told her about like my waking up process, I was like, you know, mom, it's the globalists, it's the Illuminati, it's Bilderberg. And my mom looked me right in the eyes and she said, John, it's the Jews. She just told me straight up, it's the Jews. And eventually, you know, I kind of got to that, like after, you know, watching you for a couple of years, I was kind of like looking into this, the whole Jewish problem. And, just finding out like Donald Trump after he bombed Syria, I was like calling out Donald Trump and all of his donors. And I couldn't believe that, like, you know, guys like you who I looked up to couldn't see through this. And I was kind of bummed out because I was like, dude, Alex Jones, we got to name the Jew. And, you know, I think now you kind of see like where the Jews are at. I mean, obviously, if you look at history, they've been expelled from 109 nations over 1,030 times. And I'm using, I guess, strong language while they're currently trying to genocide the European race, and they're bombing Palestinians, hospitals, children, et cetera. And people are worried about my words being offensive. So I want to ask you, are you a free speech absolutist?
I think that's clear, of course.
Okay. So what would you think that's wrong with me, you know, stating that the Jewish people are an enemy, the Trojan horse of America?
Well, that's a standard thing you just did. And I don't know if you're conscious of it. You seem like somewhat of a smart guy.
Mm-hmm.
I even said it before I went to you. I said, you have a right to say what you're saying. Mm-hmm. My saying that I think it will add to a toxic environment. And in the end, turn a lot of people off was not censoring you. So disagreeing with how you're doing something is not meaning that I'm not a free speech absolutist. It's two completely separate things.
Yeah, I guess my issue is that, like, you know, I like some of your stuff. You know, you do the whole like Americana stuff. And my problem with that is that if you go back and we look at the 1790 Naturalization Act, the forefathers had a plan for what it is to be an American, and that's Northwestern European. And, you know, I know that you're a Christian and you kind of push these Judeo-Christian values where we should have, you know, people as long as they, you know, fit our culture, they speak our language, that they're fine. But the forefathers who built this country, wrote the Bill of Rights, et cetera, stated that this country is supposed to be for Europeans and Europeans only.
Well, what's happened is clearly the left has is doing racial politics and brainwashing all these other groups to be anti-white. And so the stuff they say in general, the quote minority leaders that are really the majority, is beyond Hitler. So I'm not agreeing with what they're saying and doing. And I'm not really saying Judeo-Christian values. I mean, obviously the Abraham religions come out of Abraham. So there is that Judaic thing, but the Old and New Testament are two separate deals. When I was exposing Bilderberg Group, they were setting policy in there. When I expose COG or a piece of legislation, I'm specifically showing people where we're losing sovereignty to special interest groups. And so when Israel is involved with their special interest trying to take over, I expose that specifically, but I do it on policy because I want a big tent for everybody to be able to just say, hey, we oppose having any foreign government run our country. And then if I don't say Heil Hitler on top of it, then it's a big tent, and I can tend to get what I need to get done because I'm not putting it in a Hugo Boss uniform. Plus, I don't like Nazis. You know, historically, what I thought this was another predatory, corrupt group. And I know the Zionists made deals with them to kick the Jews out and only let them go to Palestine and rob the Jews and steal their money. I mean, that's the reason I don't like Hitler, was he made a deal with the Zionists. So it's more sophisticated than that. I was trying to convince people that there was even a shadow government and a globalist system and getting people to awaken to all of that. But it is true that I see Israel and its lobby really trying to take over the power vacuum right now and really follow every classical stereotype and, you know, thing about Zog and everything. So, I mean, that's clearly there. But at the same time, people that only care about Israel don't, they like Islam. They think they're allied with it. You know, and so I see different power groups, and I oppose all these different predatory power groups, whether it's the Israel cult or whether it's the communist Chinese, whether it's big tech. And I know it's all interchangeable, and you've got a lot of those powerful Jews at the top of those other systems. But, you know, it's kind of like Israel creating Hamas and funding it. They didn't really run it, but they needed it. And so I'm saying I don't think our movement against foreign domination – you're not run by Israel, I don't think, but at the end of the day, and I know they're trying to censor you, you can become kind of the Hamas thing that they use to make opposition look bad. And I'm not saying that's what you're doing. I'm saying that's an angle of this.
No, you got to get back to the basics. Our country was founded by white nationalists that wanted to keep America white. I don't care about what's going on in Israel. I don't care about Palestinians. I care about my people that are being replaced. There are a 7% minority globally. That's all I care about. I don't care about Israel. I care about America being hijacked, America being flooded by third worlders, our women and children being raped, the two-tier justice system. And you know what I am? I am fed up that white people don't have a backbone and that we are too, you know, confused by this morality disorder to where morality is now turned into a cancer. And we're more concerned about protecting Jews, non-whites, that our own children. That's the problem. It's our people that have a thinking problem. I'm done blaming Jews. I'm done blaming Blacks, Mexicans. It's our thinking problem that got us here. And we lost our tribalism. The Jews are the most successful race right now because of their tribalism. And it's backed up with religion. And it's we've done the heavy lifting by elevating their fairy tale story of being God's chosen and that like a Jew died for our sins. So I'm just sick of the morality. This is a war that's being waged on white people globally, and it's got to end. And the rhetoric can't be pray for your enemies, turn the other cheek. It needs to be 1776, like you always talk about, because our Second Amendment is for a tyrannical government. And I don't know how much further you need to see this thing go before you go, it's tyrannical. We got to do something. As Americans, we're obligated to follow what our forefathers told us to do.
Sure. Well, and let's get into that next hour some, but
okay.
Before we go to break here in a few minutes, what is the specific tactic say in that video? Where were you? What is the point of not talking to those guys? What is the point of just saying it to them? Because I would try to talk to those guys.
Well, I guess there was an act being passed in Tennessee that everyone wants to leave out where there was going to make pedophilia punishable by death. Well, if these Jews are sucking baby penis, it's called oral circumcision. You can find these on gtvflyers.com. Would you agree that that's an act of pedophilia?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then that's punishable by death. That's what they, and I would say, well, if you want to find the pedophiles, they're in the synagogues.
And then who were these guys you were yelling at?
Well, they're Jews and Jewish lawyers. And they, you know, you're getting sued. You lost everything because of the SPLC and Sandy Hook Nose. And Sandy Hook Nose is what woke me up to a lot of this stuff. The PSYOPs, the Smith-Mundt Act, our government being able to pull PSYOPs on us, you know, these school shootings. And I agree with you 100%. They will weaponize Abrahamism. They will stage false flag shootings at churches, synagogues, mosques, etc. And we will be doing the Hegelian dialectic, you know, and we'll be begging for their resolution. And here we go again. So I agree with you 100% on how they're going to use false flag attacks. But I don't think they're going to be legit. And guys like me, I do not promote violence. I promote exercising or, you know, use your rights before you lose your rights. And I promote sobriety. I got 10 years clean and sober. I spend my weekends trying to get white people off drugs and alcohol. So yeah, I hear the commercial break, but we'll get back to it.
Yeah. Well, see, I just want context because, I mean, I'm sure you put out a longer clip. I missed it. I just see you in the middle of a park, you know, yelling Jew at some people. We come back with some of the background there, what was happening in Tennessee and some of the other things you've done on the other side. Stay with us.
Your arm been hacked off by a homeless person with a samurai sword? Try Shilajit gummies today.
A guy in Venice Beach just got his arm nearly hacked off by some tweaker with a samurai sword. And as of 4:15, he is still on the loose. And seemingly, the reaction from our local government is basically like, oh, shit, like, these things just happen. Like, this is our new normal. F*** that, dude. I want to live in an LA that is safe to go out, where I don't have to worry about walking around and getting my arm hacked off by some tweaker looking for drugs.
Sorry, I ate a Shilajit gummy. Sorry, I thought I could finish it before that clip was over. You caught me. Shilajit gummies, folks. We're not joking. They're very good. Shilajit gummies. Are you a leftist idiot that thinks it's normal that men get their arms chopped off with swords when trying to go to the beach in California? Shilajit gummies are for you. Consumers of Shilajit gummies, they know places to avoid. If you want to avoid having your arm nearly cut off by a sword in Venice Beach, California, you need to be taking Shilajit gummies today. I do love these things. They are really delicious, but they really do give you a kick. And you only get to take one. This is the worst part of Shilajit gummies, is you want to take multiple, but you're only supposed to take one. You can take more if you want. Also, I love the Modern World Survival Stack. A massive discount if you get three products together. It's the Shilajit capsules, the Atomic Defense, and the CMOS capsules, which are packed with vitamins, minerals to support overall wellness, thyroid health, and immune function. The Atomic Defense is for daily defense and cellular support, while Shilajit capsules support natural energy, stamina, and daily vitality. Get one or all of them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Share the links at alexjoneslive.com and on Rumble at thealexjonesshowlive.com. Shilajit gummies.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Decades of the corporate media, the big tax-free foundations, universities, telling us that white people are inherently evil and the devil and the source of all horribleness, need to be exterminated, gotten rid of. It's all the universities, media. You're going to get people like the Handsome Truth, that's his handle, who are going to start going out and pushing back with the same rhetoric, but from the other angle. And he got caught off by the break. He was trying to get into a point about what he was doing in Tennessee and who these people were that he was saying these things to and why he wouldn't even let them respond back. I would love to hear what they actually had to say. And I guess at the end of the day, when Israel itself suddenly trying to take over the Pentagon, the military, and controlling Congress, and it's just out in the open, I oppose it, and it's wrong, and it's a foreign government, and it's interest, and some people that are have dual allegiances that I think is totally wrong and incompatible with a free country, basically trying to take over, that I oppose them. But I don't do it from a level of sinking down to the stereotype that they've tried to create for me. But at the same time, you accuse people of being this horrible villain long enough and try to destroy them, they'll just say, fine, I am the villain, but actually you're the villain. So they've conjured this. I think here's my question, and say whatever you want. I don't want my questions to control where you go. Where do you see this going? Because if I wore a Hitler uniform and said, Heil Hitler, 100 times an hour, I would have more listeners and viewers. I don't criticize Israel, to do it to be popular. I don't then not say destroy Israel because I want to be popular. I really try to be measured and really try to build a civilization, have a way out of this. And I think meeting the cultural attack at the level it's presented is actually what evil forces want. I'm not judging you. Well, go ahead and respond. Obviously, on
what's the question?
Yeah, we got a break coming up. Some stations don't carry this. The question is, what? This is obviously only making the world hate Israel even more so, and they know what they're doing, and they're not stupid. So, do you think they bit off more than they can chew? Is it chutzpah, or they got a larger plan?
Well, it's chutzpah, and they have a larger plan. Like I was saying in that clip, Henry Ford, it's not called the Zionist Jew. It's called the International Jew, right? So are we worrying about Israel, or are we worrying about, like, I guess, all of our cousins that are in Europe that are currently being silenced and have hate speech laws, and all of their countries being flooded with the third world, which is, you know, generally done with Jewish NGOs with the help of Catholic NGOs being their Shabbos Goy. I only care about my people. I don't care about Israel. I'm more focused on the fight here on American soil. And it's like, look over here, Goy, look at Israel. Well, you know, your country, your Federal Reserve is Jewish, it's printing out the money. We have, you know, Jewish special interest groups like the ADL that was funded by Jewish gangsters like Meyer Lansky, to silence white people and not allow us to collectivize. So I'm more concerned about and stop being afraid of these people. It's like Wizard of Oz. It's like you got a little Jew behind the curtain that's like, you know, telling you, you know, it's like, hey, Goy, you can't say this. And it's like, we have the power. This is our country, and white people need to wake up and take a stand. Otherwise, we are going to be replaced and we will be forgotten and we will be Amalek. They will blot us out of existence. And their prophecies of, you know, the Jews taking over the world will take place.
All right, back in 16, I'm going to give you the floor because it was a short segment.
Yep.
I know you say you don't care about the Jews, what they're thinking. I think it's important to, at least, the ADL type folks, what are they thinking? What is their plan? So I think it's important to know where they want to go and where they think this is headed, because I think it's headed for total destruction for everybody. We'll be right back in 60 seconds.
I'll start with sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex.
This is rocket fuel. This is incredible. This is rocket fuel. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. This is a cocktail I drink every day. A squirt of ultramethylene blue and T3. You are insane if you don't get it. Insane if you don't get it. Okay? Well, listen. Well, listen. You are insane if you don't get it. Insane if you don't get it. I am a wrecking ball. I am obsessed with this. I can't stop. Stop. And now I'm having this. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. Rex. This is the truth. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. You understand that? Does that burn into your brain?
I think I'm going to buy some methylene blue now.
DallasShow.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, John Menandio is our guest. He heads up one of the popular and also very, sharp-edged media activist groups, and he's been cited by the Israel lobby why they want to ban the First Amendment here in the U.S. They passed some very dangerous laws in places like Florida that are anti-free speech. And I don't care if it's the left or the right. I don't care where it comes from. It needs to be stopped. But there's no doubt that the guilt complex spell has been broken. And people, most people now are sick of being called racist because they're white. They're sick of being called anti-Semitic because they don't want Israel running our affairs. They're sick of it. And it's really hurt Trump in the polls when he's like, yeah, if you want to look at the Epstein stuff, you're not MAGA. Or look, Mark Levin is who I get my, you know, my ideas from. Listen to Mark Levin if you want to know what I'm thinking. And it's just absolutely insane with Mark Levin wearing a giant woman's brooch of an American flag because he's so American, when to me he's just a Jonathan Pollard with a Fox News show. So I'm very upset with what's going on in Israel. And then I was raising to you, Israel thinking a few steps ahead, being the most unpopular in Gallup. I saw the World Jewish Conference meeting 2 weeks ago, and you have the head of it saying, we spent hundreds of millions of dollars trying to stop, you know, the criticism, and it's only made it worse, so we're going to spend more. And then they have this other CEO that's a Gentile, and he goes, I'm glad to be a goy, and I work for the Jews. And then you've got, you know, the head of Meta censorship saying, we've put Jews in over all the censorship, but if you say we censor you, we'll censor you. And it's clearly baiting, is my point. And so I really don't think that the majority of Jews are, you know, consciously involved in this. It's like the ones that the Zionists wouldn't let get out of Germany and had, unless they paid them a bunch of money, that part of it went to the Nazis. And I really see them setting up this whole clash of civilizations, World War II, 2.0, not so much the same nations, but the same type of ideology. I'm just sick of it. So I was trying to defuse the situation the whole time. But it's gone on so long and it's so out of control. I mean, again, I'm one of the main targets of the Israeli propaganda group, their 8-Front War, their 5-4-5 group, Sovs Tucker Carlson and others. And it's because we have measured responses that are, no one can disagree with that has any logic.
Instead, why are you trying to defuse this? Why are we always backpedaling?
Okay. Have you?
This is a war.
Okay. Well, explain to me your strategy. Okay. Where does this lead then? Go ahead. What are we doing in this war?
Well, obviously there's a war on white people. Would you agree?
Yes.
Okay. So what do?
We warn people it's happening. We stand up for ourselves and we organize.
Okay. And do we follow the Second Amendment or not?
Well, I mean, if somebody offensively tries to shoot you, you need to defend yourself.
Are they tyrannical or not? How much further does it need to go?
Well, go ahead and tell us what your plan is. I mean, you're here talking to folks.
My plan is to stop backpedaling, start being an American, stand up for your people, and stop praying or wishing or, you know, hoping that we're going to have a savior. You know, you need to become the hero. You need to take responsibility. It's your children that are going to suffer. Right? I mean, how many Julian Woods do we need to see? Was that even, the media doesn't even cover this. We got 2-year-old white kids being stabbed in parking lots. And then we got CRS, okay, funded by the DOJ, that come in there and do racial relations and don't allow white people to speak up. And they host a parade for a 2-year-old getting stabbed to death in a parking lot. And then they let this crazy Shibun off and say she can't stand trial. The same thing's going to happen with Metcalf, that the trials, you know, started to take place today. They're doing jury selection. This murder that just took place in the UK. How many rapes are happening in Britain right now? Like when is enough? When is enough of our people getting raped and killed? And for us to say, you know what? That's enough. That's enough. We care only about our European brothers and sisters. We care about Australia. We care about every white place that's being invaded by the third world right now.
Well, definitely I'm opposing the globalist third world invasion of the West. But at the same time, I don't want Bill Gates running around injecting Africans with sterilants and with mutagenic things. My point is there's other big pieces on the board here, but there's no doubt.
I don't want Christians funding trillions of dollars for Africans that allow them to go and then go and invade Europe and then rape white women. So I don't care about black people. Your morality is what's setting you back. That's the problem. You just said, oh, I don't want Bill Gates to, you know, make mosquitoes. Listen, I understand like this morality thing, but it's becoming crippling. Like, I don't care about Africans. I don't care about Jews who fight.
Here's what I'm telling you. Here's what I'm telling you, HT,
mm-hmm.
is that new nickname Hitler time. it's Hitler time with HT. Do you understand they're releasing the mosquitoes, the 32 million Google is, Sergey Brin and Larry Page.
Jews? Jews.
I knew that's where you know. Yes, I know. I, mm-hmm. I knew what you'd say when I said that, but I was just listening. It was there. Mm-hmm. You can do the rest yourself. And I didn't know you'd say that. And gosh, don't let the cat out of the bag. And that's going to attack everybody. But when I'm in the store and I see little black kids or whatever, I don't think that's the enemy. You know, cause they've had their families broken up and brainwashed by the left on purpose and then filled with anti-white hatred. I know who broke up their families, created the illegitimacy, then brainwashed them to hate me. And I'm supposed
We freed them. We freed them, dude. We freed them. If you were a slave in Africa as a white guy and you got freed after being forced to do hard labor in Africa, where would you go? Would you go back to Europe or would you stay in Africa?
Well, it is true that it was England and the abolitionists that ended slavery around the world.
Yeah, we ended it.
And then
they're still participating in it. They're still enslaving their people and crying about slavery while Africans are still enslaving Africans. Who cares?
Sure. Well, what I'm saying is you're like Second Amendment. How is that a plan? I'm saying, yes, to defend yourself, whatever. What are you saying they should do in the UK under that insane tyranny and the Islamic takeover? I mean, I think what they're doing is awakening, taking back control. I think if they were precipitous and did a armed uprising, there's a very good chance it would trigger an even bigger crackdown from which they might not recover. But at the same time, sometimes that's just the way things go. And it could also, like dominoes, fall across the planet and reverse a lot of this tyranny. My point about Israel was now being seen as the group running this, which they always fought to say wasn't the case. Now they say we do run everything and you better shut up. And you better not mm-hmm. say it. I mean, I can play the clips again. It's insane. They have to know what they're doing. So I'm asking you, you're saying you think Israel runs everything. I think it's certainly trying to. It certainly runs a lot. What do you think they're thinking? I know you, I don't care about that. Well, in any war, you need to know what the other side's thinking. I'm asking you to war game this.
Oh, well, listen, I'm just the guy with the balls that's willing to say, hey, it's the Jews. And hey, we have a responsibility to protect our race. I'm not Hitler 2.0. But, you know, if we didn't have a bunch of people worshiping the king of the Jews, and we weren't under this fairy tale Jewish spell, maybe we would be more concerned about our relatives in Europe and protecting them instead of fighting, you know, fairy tale desert religions for Jewish people that we view as God's chosen. How about that? What's more logical? Looking at it from a Judeo-Christian, Jews are God's chosen aspect lens, or hey, you know, we've got white people that we should protect, and maybe we should stop fighting wars in the Middle East for the God's children.
So let me ask you this. You think Christianity is a Jewish Trojan horse fabrication?
And you know it is. And you know it is. It's Second Temple Judaism.
So do you?
It was 100 years it was practiced by Jewish people and then given to Gentiles. You know that.
Do you believe in God?
Yes, I do.
What God do you follow?
I'm like our forefathers in this country. I'm a deist. I believe that there's a creator. Mm. And I'm like Thomas Paine, who spoke out against Christianity and delivered pamphlets to wake up people with common sense. And I'm all about common sense, not Jewish fairy tales. Our race is being replaced. I don't care about Jewish people. I don't care about a stupid Jewish Messiah. I care about white people surviving. The 14 words, we must secure the existence of our people and a future for white children. Is that evil? Is that demonic? Is that satanic?
I mean, certainly you've got Christian Zionism that's been, you know, produced as a mind control effect. But I mean, to sit there and say that let's say most of the Jews have not been too receptive to Christianity and Jesus Christ. And, you know, that was a joke when they said crown him king of the Jews. It was the Jews that told Pontius Pilate, give us Barabbas. So, I mean,
you don't want to do this with me, Jones. I'm going to have you read John 4:22. What does Jesus say our salvation comes from?
Read it. Go ahead and tell us.
You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. So how are we going to get white people on board with standing up for themselves when their Jewish rabbi, Jesus, tells us white people that our salvation comes from Jews.
Well, he said he came to fulfill the Old Testament.
Yes, the law.
But he was saying that was the real thing, which the newer Jewish groups were actually violating it against. So he went in the temple and beat him with a whip. So yeah. you're missing the whole point here.
Yeah, I think.
Why did Herod cut John the Baptist's head off?
There's my issue, Jones. I don't want to get too far into it, but there's not one contemporary to vouch for Jesus Christ. Not a Jew, not a Roman, not a Greek. Nobody can give me a contemporary source for Jesus Christ's existence. Just period. Listen to the audiobook Nailed, read it, whatever you want to do. Jesus Christ from Outer Space, Adam Green's book. You know, it's a fairy tale. We need to stop believing in fairy tales. We need to get logical.
So now did George Washington exist?
Yeah, he existed.
Well,
where was that from? there's people that were there where George Washington existed. So let's not go down that road. Let's try to stick with freedom of speech.
Let's talk about what these different interests, because I have, you're not just making the claim. I've seen them cite you when they're passing anti-free speech laws. How did you get on these guys' radar? And how are you being censored? I know it's been done quite a bit. And what's your take on Chud the Builder and where all this is going? Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been jailed 3 times for freedom of speech. I've been called a Fed by every conservative. And I think you kind of labeled me a Fed too. I was kind of bummed out. But like, if I was at January 6th, Alex, and I said, break down the barriers, disregard the police, this Capitol belongs to us, would you think that that was Fed-like behavior if I, you know, and told my people to go kind of incite a riot?
My point is I didn't say you were a Fed. I said people are going to ask that question.
Right. But would you think that that would be like Fed-like rhetoric if I were to say that?
Yeah, you'd have to look at the context, but I think someone like Ray Epps, who we know was connected to it for days doing it and saying it. Some people got swept up and were like, oh, the Capitol's open. It's ours. And I was like, yeah, but did the people break in? They're like, we don't know, but we're going in. But I heard people, just normal people saying that. So, because people didn't
know.
But
if I had a group of people and I told them to break down the barriers, disregard the police, and rush the Capitol, would you accuse me of being a federal agent for saying something like that?
And I would say that was suspect.
Okay. Nick Fuentes said that.
No, I know that's who you were talking about, and I've brought that up to him, and he's given his description mm-hmm. that he's down the block from, and here's everybody's going in. He was caught up mm-hmm. in the moment.
And I've been jailed for saying the word retard. I've been jailed 30 days in jail for attempted littering. Okay. And I've never incited anything to do anything violent or disregard the law.
Yeah, but listen, I don't mince words. I thought you were a Fed, I'd say you were a Fed. You know, Nick Fuentes, and people come and try to kill him in his house. It's not my job to defend Nick. I disagree with some things he does. So I'm, mm-hmm. that's just with everybody. I disagree with some things I say a few days later. And I don't quite agree with that once I think about it. Mm-hmm. We know that the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL are funding a lot of the white supremacist groups. I said that decades
ago.
And
they're suing me. I got 2 lawsuits right now.
Well, let's get into that in a minute. I knew that, but let me bring this up. They're all get Nick, get Alex Jones, and all these documents. We're the Israeli documents that have come out. They're trying to destroy us. I mean, I can assure you, I get accused of working for Israel all the time. That's just bullcrap. I just did not want to make it all about Israel. I just wanted to oppose bad globalist policies. And they'd go, you mean Jews when you say that? And I'm like, well, I just mean globalism. And that's what you call yourselves globalists. That's their system. And so I'm just opposing.
No. Yeah. No. No, come on, man. Henry Ford, patriot, yes or no?
Henry Ford was very, very smart and very, mm-hmm. very eccentric. And I have read his... Excuse me?
I said, be careful. We're talking about Henry Ford here.
You don't
want to say anything negative.
I mean,
he's a good man. He's a patriot.
He's the reason.
He didn't call it the globalists, Alex. He called them the international Jews. And that's what I'm like. Why aren't you just being direct and saying it's international Jewry?
You're on the show saying all of this.
I know, but you have the influence to get people patriotic. No. Yeah, dude, you have the influence.
Listen, I see.
You are the resistance.
I see the people that have their orthodoxy about Jews always trying to stay on each other to be the more hardcore and, more radical and more all this and all the nomenclature. And they'll just like post, on there. Jones has never covered the USS Liberty. Jones has never talked about Israel and 9/11. And I was like, I was just the first that day and the day after, and all, you know, and made, so it's like, it's lies. I talk about globalism because globalism is the global government system. The globalists since the 70s have said we're globalist. We're establishing a globalist system. And so when we look at globalism, doesn't mean international. We can go to different countries and, you know, countries work together and stuff. I'm all for open society like that if it's true between the nations, not Soros's fake open society. So when I talk about globalist, I was trying to give people the name of the global corporate elite WEF, UN, world government, Rockefeller, Rothschild combine program. So I'm like academically listing the thing. It wasn't some cover up or had a code word for Jews. You can then go look at a lot of the top globalists happen to be Jews and make your own thing from that. So I'm here's an example. I love micro FM, but you know, now they've covered up the spectrum, so it's not as big as it used to be. But we used to be on people would put hundreds and sometimes thousands of them around the country. And then maybe 1 watt, 2 watt, put a 100 watt amplifier would, you know, go like 20 miles all directions. We had a lot of fun with that. And I would call it, now folks, if you want to learn more about pirate radio and how to do it right, go to this website. That's where you learn about micro FM and the micro broadcaster community didn't like being called pirates. So they get mad at me and I'd say, okay, I'm going to plug your thing. Just, they weren't sponsors. Be nice guys, you know, selling transmitters at cost. I said, I'm going to plug your thing today as micro FM. Go to this address. You can, you know, pay $20 to get a, you know, 10th of a watt transmitter and you can also buy, you know, a amplifier.
Where is this going?
No, you, let me finish. Let's play this works to you. All right. I said, okay. I had these big networks of guys mad at me. I said, I'm going to plug today. Go get your micro transmitter here. Instead of getting 100 calls, they got 2. So people knew what a pirate transmitter was. They didn't know what a micro transmitter was. So it's the same thing. I'm actually giving, it's like you can't go to the Library of Congress and find out about chemtrailing because they don't call it that. You've got to call it geoengineering.
Geoengineering.
So
yeah, you helped wake me up to that.
But what I'm saying is globalism is the New World Order's name. It's in the documents. You can navigate that. Does that understand what I'm saying? So you
I mean, kind of.
You yeah. just think like using the word globalism is like if we just say Jew. It's like we're fighting a boss in a video game and we're just like
yes. I was waiting for that, bro.
Oh my god.
Nailed it.
Let's have a comic.
All right, cool.
Feels good though.
Well, that felt real good.
You guys are like So
and the Christians are like, let me catch it.
We're all doomed.
Oh my god. Oh, wait, dude, I got this great idea. Check out this idea. You know how Discovery Channel does Shark Week?
Yeah. Jew Week.
Okay. No, Fed Week. Fed Week. You bring on, this is who you bring on. You bring on Rob Rundo, Thomas Sewell, Thomas Russo, Jacob Persan, Joel Davis, Blair Cottrell, Arval from Return to the Land, and it would be the biggest thing on the internet, Alex. You can thank me later. You can send me some vitality after I gave you this idea. What do you think? Fed Week. It would go nuts.
Say it again. What do we do on Fed Week?
Fed, like, you know how Discovery Channel does Shark Week? You do Fed Week and you bring on everyone who's been called a Fed on the media, like Thomas Russo, Patriot Front, Hammer from the Blood Tribe, Jacob Persan from the NSN, Thomas Sewell, all these guys getting like disbanded because they're organizing in Australia, being thrown in jail for using freedom of speech. Like, don't you think that would take off?
You let me tell you, if the Blood Tribe people aren't feds, they should be. I mean,
I just talked to him yesterday. I love Hammer. Chris is awesome. Hey guys, he's a nice guy.
Pull up like one guy that sharpens his teeth.
Oh, that guy. Listen, that guy was an informant for sure. That guy, oh. You're actually right about that. That guy definitely looked like a meth head. Tattoos all over his face. You're talking about the bone head or what's his name? Bone face?
Yeah. He's like, yeah, I work in Ukraine with the CIA and
He's a liar. He was faking all that as a bad actor. And that happens time to time. You saw with the SPLC, they get people on drugs charges or they pay people to infiltrate. It happens.
I look at those guys in TV interviews. They all look like they're on 10 lines of methamphetamine, completely out of their gourds, man.
But and some of them do, but a lot of these guys are pretty eloquent.
Meanwhile, I mean, I said it back in Charlottesville that it was a bunch of the gay theater classes. And it turned out it was actually led by, when I first saw him, I said, that's a bunch of gay dudes. And it was literally, it was former Obama managers from the towns for his campaigns who did the Charlottesville thing. And it came out that was the feds.
I wouldn't say it's all feds. I'd say that they probably infiltrate to a certain extent, but the Jews are afraid of white people getting organized. That's why they make it impossible for us. That's why, like, Return of the Land and Arval, these guys are being sued.
Yeah, well,
sued.
White people
That's
aren't going to get organized if we're led by the blood tribe.
Well, I challenge you to have Chris on, okay? You would be very impressed. He's a very smart guy. Don't let the tattoos and muscle fool you. He's very smart. And so is Thomas Sewell, and so is Thomas Russo. Have you ever had Thomas Russo on from Patriot Front?
I know. I think he's been on the other shows.
You need to bring him on. And you need to bring on Thomas Sewell, because Thomas Sewell has been thrown in jail for a year for simply organizing white people in Australia. And they're coming after his family.
Sure, sure. Well, you've got the friends. Rolodex. We'll have him on. But what I was going to say is, I don't think somebody with tattoos has low IQ. Tattoos are cool. That's what people are into. I just don't have time to mess with it. To me, it's almost like a preening thing. It's kind of like, the guy that leads Patriot from those little symbols, his little outfits, is all, it's a little gay for me. It's just, I just get gaydar going off there. I'm not saying he is, but, you know, like.
Wait. Well, I'm sorry to call you out on this. You're saying it's a little gay, but you had a tranny on your show. And you said the tranny looked good.
Yeah, no.
You said it looked good, bro. And listen, I didn't know it was a tranny at first. And I got, I'm not even going to put myself out there, but I didn't know it was a tranny. But yeah, I mean, That would be gay too.
Yeah, right? you know that was a show on air, right? You know that was on air.
Well, I know, but like,
no, you're
talking
always,
about a globalist
you guys,
agenda.
You guys always, I mean,
that's a,
you guys
that's a
always,
chick with a dick.
You guys always, talk about that and like act like it was some secret thing you found. I was explaining the differences in the culture, the different types of people in the movement.
When Barack Obama's birth certificate came out, and I went to the government website, I downloaded the birth certificate, I put it into Adobe Photoshop, I separated the layers, and I thought, this is crazy. They released a fake birth certificate. I didn't need somebody to tell me that. I didn't read somebody say that and just believe it on trust of them. I did it myself. I saw it with my own eyes. I did it with my own hands. And then I tell my friend, he's like, you know, that's racist, right? I'm like, what? No, I just did it. And they're like, you know, it's like a racist conspiracy theory, right? You're like, what? What is going on? So if you've experienced that, the reason is some people do not have the chemical balance to handle things like that. You need a lot of testosterone to handle things like that. You need to have your mind not warped and distorted by the dopamine feedback loop that social media is designed to create in your brain to enforce you into the pre-established, preordained, approved of mindset. So if you're here, you probably already are winning the chemical war over your own body, but that's why we sell the supplements that we do. Pretty much everybody takes on. Who doesn't take vitamins? Who doesn't supplement in some way or another? Who doesn't add a protein scoop when they get a smoothie at the store or take vitamin D or vitamin C or fish oil, you know, before bed or, you know, when you wake up? Isn't a crazy thing. This isn't an out there woo woo type of thing. Everybody takes supplements. Everybody I know takes supplements. And if you're not, you should be. And so all we do is get the best supplements on the market, white label them. And so you get them from us, you're probably getting a better price than at the store. And you're absolutely getting the best possible quality of all of these products. If you're here for the first time and don't know why you would support us, because you get the information for free, because the streams are free, because there's no obligation for you to support us, that's all part of the strategy. The fact is, we're able to keep this free because you go to thealexjonesstore.com. Put this information into action. You have to understand the attack on humanity itself and then fight back against it in two different ways. One, by advocating and trying to seize power politically to change things from the top down, but while that's going on, you've got to be protecting yourself against this stuff. And we have a lot of supplements and vitamins and minerals and merchandise for you to do exactly that. Things like Atomic Defense, Methylene Blue, Methylene Red. These things are extremely powerful and combat exactly the type of poisons that we talk about on a continual basis. So I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not making claims here. I'm not saying it's going to, you know, cure any diseases or anything. But I'm saying that in the modern world, it's microplastics and, you know, atrazine and herbicides and growth hormones and fluoride that they put in the water on purpose because they want you dumb. You have to combat these things. You have to be protecting yourself and building up your internal shield so you can even handle the information that we're bringing to you. And that really is a thing. Testosterone, the higher your testosterone is, the more likely you are to go against the grain, to reject the herd mentality of the crowd and instead pursue justice or pursue the truth, regardless of who says anything about it. And there's a chemical balance that has to be achieved there. But that's why there's such an attempt to lower your IQ, lower your testosterone, lower your masculinity, lower your self-sufficiency, lower your self-confidence. Because they want you a tired, weak, overwhelmed, overworked slave. That's what the people in power have designed this world to do to you. And you don't have to take it. You can fight back. You can protect yourself. You can reverse the effects of the damage that's done to your body as it is to all of our bodies by going to the Alex Jones store and getting a product.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You can pull up news articles in the late 90s, the Austin American Statesman, Dallas Morning News, the Waco paper, where I'm literally saying, this is a group of gay theater students led by an FBI informant. I'm saying this to the KKK because I actually ran into some reporters that actually told me about this in Austin. And then also you'd see literal Jewish guys that look like Larry David, the classic, you know, Ashkenazi, you know, Jewish look, in brown shirt, Hugo Boss uniforms with arm patches. And I'd start saying, look, they're gay Jews. That's what they were. I wasn't trying to be mean. And then the paper goes, Jones called them gay, claimed they were gay Jews, Nazis. And then it came out in Charlottesville that it was gay Nazis. I'm not saying that those little outfits and the little pins and stuff like, you look gay. I'm saying
it's Wait, who is gay? You got to drop names. Richard Spencer? Richard Spencer? He has kids.
I'm not saying Richard Spencer.
He sounds gay.
I'm not even attacking gay people. I'm not saying those are people who are gay. I'm saying
we should attack gay
people. I'm trying to make a point here. I was trying to say that generally that's the type of leftists they hire to play these parts. Now, as for someone like Blair White, I'm in that discussion talking about giant, fat, ugly men that are pedophiles trying to get access to children versus there's always been some men in history that think they're a woman and are not bad people. I don't hate them. Okay. And so those are generally those types who are like a minority versus the goblin type creatures. And I was asking Blair White, what do you think of those type of people on my syndicated show? And I've had Blair White on like the first time. First or second interview they ever did. So that was what that was about. Out of context, people go, why is he saying this? I was trying to get.
Why are you scared to hate? What's wrong with hating? Hate protects the things we love. I love my people. I hate the invaders. I hate the homosexual Jewish agenda. I hate the transgender agenda. I'm allowed to hate. Hate protects things we love. Why are you so against hating?
Natural. I mean, I have you on the show so people can hear your perspective.
I know, I appreciate it, but I'm saying you have a problem with hate. Like, I love hate. I love to hate things that are evil. Like, and
you should
there's
have
a bunch
t-shirt.
Of like,
you should have a t-shirt. I love hate.
I love to hate. It protects the things I love. And, you know, there's a balance here.
You're saying hate is love.
Yes, hate protects the things we love. That's how it works.
Love is hate. Love is hate.
No, if you love too much, then you hate yourself. That's why they're self-hating whites, because they love everyone so much, they end up hating themselves. That's the morality problem.
With most of that, it's more of a self-appointed savior complex, and they really don't even love those people. It's all just fake.
Yeah. Well, so are you thinking about having Thomas Sewell come on the show? I think that he's like, he's been jailed. He's a great guy. I'm like the least of all the white nationalists who knows how to come on here and be eloquent. So,
well, I mean, I've had David Duke on the show. He's probably trying to get him back on. And
Screw David Duke. Have the young generations come on. David Duke's like, he's an old boomer, crusty. Like, I like him, but he's a Christ cuck. You need to have freaking Joel Davis on, Thomas Sewell, Thomas Russo, the new upcoming white nationalist feds. We need to do Fed Week. Are we going to do it or not?
You're just shouting out to all your bros to get street cred.
No, I want you to do Fed Week. I'm telling you, ask your audience, put out a poll on X, and everyone's going to go nuts. Fed Week.
But I'm not even saying it. I'm not even saying they're all feds.
But it's funny because the media, the Jewish mainstream media, calls them all feds. So it would be entertaining. It would be fun. And you can get to know like a lot of these guys that are like labeled as like so hateful. And you'll be like, well, they really just love their people. And they just hate that, you know, there's a bunch of like Jewish people controlling our country and bringing in third worlders and then jailing us for simply like, you know, calling black people the N word, you know? So we're going to talk about Chud at some point, aren't we?
Yeah. Where do you see that going? For people that don't know, not everybody knows who he is. Tell us about him.
Well, Chud, he was a guy who was kind of like, he seemed to be pro-white, but he was more about, in my opinion, he was kind of like a Christian nationalist. And he just felt like the First Amendment should be protected. And he was going around asking black people, are they for or against free speech? And they said if they said they were for free speech, he said, okay, then it's okay for white people to say nigger. And then they would lose their mind about it. They would lose their mind and try to kill him. And this is the problem that we have, you know, blacks with an average IQ of 80 with an undeveloped frontal cortex, okay, running around, okay, killing us while we are spending trillions of dollars on them to be housed, fed, and then educated so they can go around raping and robbing us. I mean, we have a 15% minority of blacks that commit 60% of all violent crimes. And it's more than just a socioeconomic factor. It is racial science.
What do you think about the case? For people that don't know about it, you might want to fill them in. What just happened to him a few weeks ago getting arrested?
They're going to railroad him. Yeah, that's what they're going to do. I mean, you've seen it happen to you. I mean, you simply talked about a Jewish psyop, Sandy Hook Nose. That's all you said. You simply were questioning it. And listen, I will tell everyone, you don't have to say it. Everyone, Alex Jones was right. Okay. They're turning the frogs gay and it's Sandy Hook Nose. Watch the documentary. We need to talk about Sandy Hook. And Alex was right. Okay. Sue me, Jew. Sue me. Okay. He was right. How about that, Alex?
Well, I never really meant it about Jews or anything.
Posner was Jewish.
I covered a few times people questioning it. Then the media misrepresented it. I hadn't talked about it like 4 years when they sued me and said that I made all this money off of it. Then they raised a bunch of money for Democrat gun control groups off my name over $300 million, then sued me, then rigged the court cases. So I didn't know there was this whole Jewish angle to this. I guess I've been Adam Lanza was Jewish?
I think so, yeah. Posner was. I know Posner was. Yeah.
See, this is where I go with the Jew thing. Where the Jew is anywhere involved in some big event, then somehow it's a Jewish thing. When you have Israel openly coming in the Defense Authorization Act, being given access to all our weapons, all our secrets that even other agencies don't get, that is a foreign takeover. That's real.
Yeah.
But running around screaming N-word at people and going Jew to people, I just don't think it's productive. And if I was going to try to discredit people with a central casting, I think that's what that is. Now, I understand people are pissed and tired of being demonized and think it's better, and I saw you nodding at the start of the interview, to just get past the fake guilt, break the conditioning, and kind of go to the other extreme. And I think that's what you said you're doing. Okay?
Yeah, extremely truthful. Extremely truthful. Real life solutions. Stop catering to non-whites and Jewish people and cater to our own people. Simple.
Well, I have no trouble telling white people that they're under designed attack because the West is so superior and the globalist left and the ADL and others want to get rid of it to bring in their whole divide and conquer race-based systems actually based on racial division. And they're threatened by the West and the Christian ethos. That's why they're trying to destroy it. Those large
Christian ethos. No, no. The forefathers, the Naturalization Act, 1790, does it mention anything about Christianity or is it strictly race?
Well, the majority of the founders were Christian and
theist
and said that it would be impossible for this country to have been existed without the providence of God.
Okay. Deists believe in God. We just don't have a Jewish book telling us that gods are, you know, or that Jews are our God's chosen people and that, you know, a Jewish rabbi died for our sins. That's sin maxing. That's guilt maxing. That's like the Holocaust. It's like, that's like Holocaust 1.0. A Jew died for your sins. Oh yeah, really? Sure. I believe that. Okay. The Jews lie to us throughout history, have been expelled. They got expelled out of Rome for trying to create a fake religion. And here we have them currently controlling our entire country and every Christian nation because of Jewry.
Well, let me ask you this. And of course, all the people that I call them the anti-Jew folks, that's all that they know about.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever get concerned about the communist Chinese? You ever get concerned about the mad scientists? Like, you're like, hey, why do you care about mosquitoes, bro, that they're releasing that have got Trojan horses in them? And I'm saying, like, you don't think Google's just doing that for no reason, right?
Google. What about it? What, the mosquitoes, the ticks?
Yeah.
They're turning the frogs gay. I thought you were a nutbag on that Berkeley scientist.
Yeah, well, it's not just him. But
he covered it. He was a leftist, and he agreed with you.
Yeah, well, there were hundreds of studies about atrazine bending genders, not just in amphibians, but a lot of other creatures before that. I mean, the media just took the end of like a 30-minute breakdown of documents and me just making that small rant and made it a joke about that because they wanted to get ahead of it by making it a joke, but it backfired.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, I've been asking a lot of questions. You've got some stuff out here, mm-hmm. but I just think it would have been better if those lawyers you were talking to, how'd you know they were lawyers? Were they in there arguing?
I could spot a Jew. I've been doing this for 10 years. I could spot them. Low ears, big nose, droopy eyes. You know, I know what a Jew looks like, you know? So, the point is I've had conversations with Jews. I protested outside of synagogues. I've actually barbecued outside of synagogues. You know, I've actually set up barbecues, had a good time, peaceful, had the, you know, flyers out there. Jews control the media. Jews suck baby penis. A couple rabbis tried to run me over. It's documented. Police did absolutely nothing. I actually got a police chief to agree with me. He didn't know I was live streaming this. He agreed with me that Jews were running the media and they were behind COVID. And then later on, we had an incident report where it's like kind of like a FOIA. We got Yael Hirschfeld, who is the ADL director of Southern Florida, texting the police chief, reprimanding him for agreeing with us. And then posting my link of our conversation and him apologizing to her. So we have police chiefs in Florida being reprimanded by heads of the ADL in the Southern District of Miami, Yael Hirschfeld. Yeah. So we have a problem. We have a Jewish problem. The HB 269 passed unanimously. They made it 5 years in prison for passing out my flyers. You can find on gtvflyers.com who controls the media, etc. It goes through all that. Who's behind the mass migration, all the COVID vaccines, okay? Operation Warp Speed, did you ever call that out? Trump was passing these vaccines through. Should have been 10 years at least on the study. But long story short, we have Jews controlling our FBI, okay, the ADL working with the FBI. We have the ADL controlling local police. And we have now TPUSA, Turning Point USA, now having to register with FARA. And I remember I was really kind of pissed off at you, Alex, because you look like a guy who knows how to operate some firearms. Do you really think a 30-06 hit Charlie Kirk in the neck?
I mean, I said day one, I didn't believe that.
All right, good. Yeah. I saw you kind of flip-flop on it, but obviously,
I did not flip-flop. They had people they said that were witnesses at Fort Huachuca who were known con artists and liars. And I just simply said, guys, that's disinfo to discredit. I broke that the FBI ordered a stand down of foreign involvement, had that directly from the cabinet meeting, and nobody cared about the real meat and potatoes that was a cover up, which later got released. And all because I dared then question some people who Candace Owens had on. I wasn't even attacking Candace. And then I got attacked by her whole people, and I kind of over responded to, you know, that, because they were saying the classic thing that I work for the Jews. And one time I was joking. I said, yes, folks, I'm not only Bill Hicks, I am also Jewish. We'll also take that clip up. You say you spot, with your Jewish radar, do I look Jewish to you?
Dude, no, you don't look Jewish. I know that, listen, I know that you had Jewish kids one point.
But see,
right?
But see, your radar's not working, because I am Jewish, actually.
No, you're not. You have blue eyes. You don't have the low ears. I mean, no, you married a Jewish lady and you had kids. But like,
no, I didn't even know. That's not true either. Though my son kind of embraces it and says, okay, sure, but I don't like
Israel. He says it.
I know.
He says it.
I know what Rex does. And that's fine. It's like Alex Stein.
Yeah.
I think he's like a quarter Jew, and he embraces it and says he doesn't like Israel.
I just ask you to do the right thing. I'm not like trying to go after your kids or anything like that. I think that you have an opportunity to wake up a lot of white people. And you could organize them and get them thinking on, instead of like praying for a savior, that we've got to do the Americana thing. We've got to organize and we've got to have a backbone as white people. And we cannot allow the Jews to replace our race. We cannot allow the Kalergi plan or the UN papers of 2000 that say they're legally going to replace us. We just can't do that. That's not America.
No, I know. And we were the first to expose the replacement migration documents. So I do know about that. But just to set the record straight about... Mm-hmm. Just because my children, I actually, after I found out about it, I actually went and checked it. I didn't even know when I got married, the first time, you know, 23 years ago, because I mean, I knew her parents, I knew her dad, her dad's still alive at like 90. They look like John Wayne. They're Nichols from West Texas. And then it turned out that my wife's grandfather was a Jewish doctor. And then he married a Gentile lady in like East Texas.
So she's a quarter.
Yeah, but under the Jewish stuff, it doesn't even transfer through the mail. It doesn't matter. The point is, it's like this thing where if somebody's 5% black, they're 100% black or whatever, the one drop thing. It people's identity is who they are. And so, I guess that heritage is there, whatever. I'm not hiding from that heritage. I wouldn't call myself Native American. Just because on both sides of my dad's family.
I don't want to go after your family. I don't want to go after your family. Dude, that's low.
There's I'm proud. Let me just finish.
Like, I don't want to be low. I don't want to do low.
I'm proud of my little bit of Native American heritage. But
Shit. Alex, you're not an Indian, dude. I don't believe that for a second.
Hey,
I don't believe that. That's white guilt right there.
I'm actually proud of my Native American. I'm right at the cutoff to be able to get them. But anyways, well, let me tell you.
You're not Indian.
Let me tell you, my dad's dad was extremely handsome. He had, you know, black hair, you know, duck's ass, baby blue eyes, but dark skin. He was high cheekbones, good looking guy. Like, was that background? Anyways, it doesn't matter. The point is, no, I think there's a lot of great Native Americans. I like Native Americans.
I don't care for them. They're just users.
Well, I mean, a lot of them got put on reservations, given alcohol.
There's your morality.
Those are the Native Americans that didn't.
Caring about everyone.
Those are the Native Americans that integrate into society.
Yeah, I don't care about Indians. I only care about white people. Get it. Send them back to Mexico.
Do you have any idea? Do you have any idea how many people in Texas and Oklahoma have Native American background?
Well, listen, we can breed it out then, but all the rest of the full blooded ones,
Norris,
send them out.
Chuck Norris was a quarter Cherokee.
Yeah, well, Chuck was a Christ cuck.
You know, you guys are just cynical and everybody's bad but you. And you,
I'm being playful, Alex.
It always goes back to neo-pagan, you know, Hitler.
I'm not a pagan. I'm not a pagan.
And then you get all the pro-Hitler people saying he was pro-Christian. No, he wasn't.
He wasn't. Thank you. He was not.
No, absolutely not.
No.
So my point is that I am a Christian. And I do believe in God, and I've had personal experiences, And, you know, look, you have your right to bash Christians all day. Okay. I'm not mad at you for it. It's just that I just don't think you know the culture.
Culture?
Well, it's like when you just, when you talk
morality
about
morality for everyone, but
no, when you run your mouth against Native Americans in general and when you don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I mean, who cares? Like, what's more important to you? Securing the existence of white children or like caring about like Native Americans? What's more important to you? White people or Native Americans?
No, I'm not doing some liberal kiss the Native Americans' ass.
Kinda.
No, I'm just simply saying, like, I care about all of humanity.
I don't. I care about my people. When does, like, in the laws of nature, care about their own? Like, we need to just start practicing the laws of nature. I care about white people. That's it. We're in a problem.
Well, I think with the pendulum swung back, I get what you're saying. You need the Overton window to be way over here to get it moved back the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
But I you know what? You ought to do a little bit of research on Texas and the Comanche and all that stuff. It's very interesting to get some history on that.
I don't care about non-white history. This is how they guilt white people. Like the Trail of Tears. Like I live here.
Well, I mean, it is white history too. It's all intertwined.
Yeah, but I just want to, like, you're going to call me we'll conquer you. Yeah, you want to piss off white people? You want to see a chimp out? See what happens when white people, and that's what's coming.
Well, the truth is white people in general didn't rape, rob, and kill. They came in and built industry and science and the populations which they came into with colonialism exploded and had incredible success. So it's just not true.
What's not true?
I mean, the Aztecs had already collapsed because of all their human sacrifice and behavior. And then once the Spanish took over.
The Council of Nicaea, the first thing they addressed was Christians chopping off their balls for Christ. Did you know that? The Council of Nicaea, the first thing they addressed was castration. Okay. Because Christianity was teaching guys to be celibate and castrate for Christ. Look it up.
No, there was all sorts of sects. There was all sorts of little sects and groups that were doing different stuff. So
well, I'm just saying, like, listen, I don't care about religion. I care about the white race. And if religion's going to get in the way of the white race surviving, then I'm going to call it out. Because I'm all about the laws of nature. We are genetically superior. We need to start acting like it and stop tucking our tail and being scared of being called racist. Like, that's the end of the story. I don't care about people calling me names at this point. My race is on the verge of extinction. Okay. And we got to do something.
So in closing, though, how do you see this head-on collision happening with the way Israel's setting it up, actually likes it? Israel's leadership, at least, does want to make it about Jews and their collaborators versus anti-Jews and their collaborators. And the whole world is shaping up with Israel saying, fine, you're against us. We'll just take everything over, becoming the stereotype. I don't see this ending well for anybody.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Do you mind if I plug my show?
Yeah, we already plugged it. I mean, your thing's been on screen.
Can I plug it?
But hold on. Before you came on, we didn't tell you there were any rules, did we?
Oh, no, not, dude. You've been totally cool. Listen, Alex Jones has not censored me.
No, I just have this pet peeve with callers, too. No. They ask if they can say something.
Not at all. Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Everyone was super excited. They couldn't believe you were having me on. So, like, kudos to you. You did not censor me. You didn't say I couldn't say nothing. And you've totally been an American patriot.
Well, because that's one of the things I can't stand with the other people I've had on. In almost every case, they lie later and say, mm-hmm. Jones turned to me and said, don't talk about Jews during this interview.
You didn't say that.
But four or five of them have lied. I mean, whole cloth lied. That's
I'm
just
not going to lie on you.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that. But my point is, people can interpret that. Yeah, we've already plugged your show. They find it at GoyimTV.st, right?
Yeah, I have the most. And listen, Joe Rogan watches my show. He threw a Roman. Would you throw a Roman with me? You know the Bellamy salute? Look up the Bellamy salute real quick. Have your producer.
I don't know what a Roman salute is. I don't know what a Roman salute is.
No, Bellamy salute. It's what Americans did. If you're Americano, Alex, we got to do the Bellamy salute together. Can you look? Can you ever?
I'm showing how ignorant I am. Salute? What's the Bellamy salute?
Yeah, put it on screen. Bellamy salute and then hit images. Let's go. You got to watch Return. What was it? Europa Last Battle. You got to watch that. All right. They pulling it up.
What
it is, you see it.
What did Joe Rogan say about you?
Joe Rogan said he watches my show because I pretend to be a gay. I pretend to be a gay Jew when I do this, like, oh, me trolling. And then I pretend that I'm a leftist. And then I turn my filters on. I go red eyes and I go, white power, you gay son of a bitch. And I scare the shit out of him. Joe Rogan watches. There it is, dude. Bellamy salute. You see that? Look at the kids. Show the kids doing it. This is what we used to do in America before we had Jews come over and tell us we couldn't lift our arms up anymore. I mean, they made this illegal in Australia. We can't lift our arms up, dude. I mean, this is ridiculous. So let's do it together for America, Alex.
Well, the Bellamy.
Let's do a Bellamy salute.
I mean, I know there's a salute like that. There's also the Roman salute, all that stuff. And
that's the Bellamy. Let's do the American one, the Bellamy.
I'm not big on doing seal tricks here.
No, look at that. Look at all those American kids. That's back when America was awesome, dude. Let's do it. Let's do it for the America.
Nope, I'm not
Alex
doing
wants
it.
To.
I'm not doing it. It's not that I'm scared to do it. I did a Hitler mustache as a joke. I'm just
dude, that looked good on you. That actually looked good on you, dude.
If I do the Hitler salute or the Roman salute, will you throw me a fish?
Wait, will I throw you a fish?
You know, you're like I'm a seal.
Yeah.
Okay. Hitler.
White power.
Sieg Heil.
Yeah.
Sieg Heil. Right. Never going to take that out of context. I don't like Hitler. He'll still do it. All right, have fun.
Thank you so much. Hey, Alex, thank you for having me on.
Man,
awesome,
I can walk. Okay.
We must secure the existence of our people in a future for white children. Gets over stakes over white men.
Okay, I got to plug our stuff now. Harrison Smith, Jewish. Should be introduced to Minute Hosting. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
These new data centers will oversee everyone in the galaxy. I will be in full control.
Power levels are stable. Proceed with the install. Copy that. Installing the module now. Connection confirmed. All green.
Cable secured. Power to the cluster. Initiating boot sequence. Component locked. Running diagnostics. Archive systems online. Report to command.
Construction team, report status. Power grid stable, TK-421. Cabling complete, no faults. Proceed to phase 2 for the Empire.
Things are going according to plan. The Emperor will be happy. The Empire demands perfection.
Status report. Any anomalies?
Diagnostics are clear, sir.
Proceed with the calibration. Watch for fluctuations.
I find your desire for privacy insignificant. The Empire's new data network will observe every corner of the galaxy, every signal, every act of disloyalty.
A disturbance in the Force there is. Feel it, you can.
Those who obey have nothing to fear. Those who resist will be terminated.
AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.